bless the author of. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious.
Wonderful people, great be our friends wherever you are on the face of this very planet once again. We must welcome you to Radio Biafra live presentation, our uninterrupted PM edition of our twice daily broadcast of this very day, the fourth day of January in the year of our Lord 2015. The time now here is very close to 6 minutes past 7 p.m. in the evening. It is 6 minutes past 8 p.m. in the beloved land of Biafra. It is also the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, irrespective of where you are resident, where you find yourself, where you are domiciled, the place where you earn your living, where you have run away to, either as a refugee, an asylum seeker, an economic migrant, an expatriate. It just does not matter. Right across the face of this very earth, at this precise moment, there are millions of people listening to Radio Biafra. They are listening to us, ostensibly those of them in Biafra land, via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. There are some of you listening via one of the numerous satellites carrying the signal of Radio Biafra, of which Amos 5, Darsat, Amos 1, and Amos 2 satellites, Arab satellite, Eutelsat, amongst many others. We also happen to be online as well. Therefore, some of you will inevitably be listening to my voice this precise moment via www.radiobiafra.co, radiobiafra.co.co, not .com, .co. We also happen to be on www.rblworld.tv, rblworld.tv. We are also on ipob.org. Radio Biafra is also listed on many, many websites online. The principal of them, or the most outstanding, remains tunein.com, where every credible radio station is listed. www.tunein.com. You can download TuneIn app and through that very means be able to listen to Radio Biafra as regularly as possible all over the world. If you are domiciled, if you're resident in a country with very easy access to the internet, the best way for you to access Radio Biafra remains via your smartphone, your tablet, your laptop, or your mainframe computer. Because this very gospel that we are propagating, we don't intend to stop. Wherever you are, we welcome you. Therefore, as always and customary, On this very indomitable platform, we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. That this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. There are many imitations. We must warn you. People try to copy even the way we speak and our style, but unfortunately, they are not educated enough to command English language the way we do. It is not our fault that we happen to be enlightened and educated at the same time. It is not our fault that we are cultured, that we have a bit of finesse and grace. Therefore, when these village touts begin to perambulate their stupidity and gut-wrenching ignorance, you will be able to notice that it is not quite as smooth as Radio Biafra. Therefore, you will not be bought in by them. There are many fake people. APC are working very, very hard. The government of the Hausa Fulani, encapsulated in the Sultanate, based in Sokoto, they will do all they can to try to either to muddy the waters that you may not be able to once again acknowledge those of them preaching this very gospel in truth and honesty. Or they are playing on your intelligence. They think you're so daft that if there are many pathetic and wretched individuals banding themselves about all over the place, perhaps you become too confused to be interested anymore. But we are here to tell you the truth. We are here to preach this very gospel in the way that Chukwu Abiama intended it to be preached, which is in truth and honesty. That is another very distinguishing mark. There are people being dredged up from the depths of hell. Umuekwensu, people raised by Satan and forces of darkness, they will try to imitate what we are doing. They are bound to fail. They have failed before. They will continue to fail. And that is why we remain absolutely resolute. And every blessed day, the events unfolding in very tragically, I hasten to add, in the Zoological Republic, lends credence to all that we present on Radio Biafra. That we remain fearless before our enemies, both real and imagined. That we are marching forward, our timetable is intact. That we remain the only platform capable of broadcasting on transistor radios. That we are the only people on satellite, the only people online at the same time. There is no other indigenous broadcaster anywhere on this planet capable of replicating what Radio Biafra is doing. I said there is none. There is no other indigenous broadcaster of our size capable of broadcasting on FM, capable at the same time is on satellite and at the same time online. It is impossible. That is why we are formidable. That is why we continue to march relentlessly forward. That is why Chukwu Abiama will also continue to pour his abundant grace upon every endeavor that we have decided very mercifully to engage ourselves in. The restoration of the kingdom of heaven, because we are the children of the Most High God. Therefore, this effort we are making is solely designed to usher in the kingdom of heaven upon the face of the earth. That is why men may change. People may proclaim they know God and they change. Here on Radio Biafra, for goodness sake, we don't change. We can never change, because Chukwu Abiama was very, very explicit in his instructions to us. You will be without fear before your enemies. You will go and preach this gospel, not minding who is upset. As long as you speak the truth, there is nothing you want to do which you cannot do. Nothing. No project will be too daunting for you to accomplish. Just go ahead and preach this gospel. Tell them that my name is Chukwu Abiama. Tell them to come back to me and I will restore their inheritance. If they don't, I will destroy them. That is your mission. Go and preach this very gospel. And I will send to you those of them whom I have made, that they may help in the restoration of my kingdom upon the face of the earth. That is why we are here. And those people, every blessed day, they clamor around their listening devices. They receive this very gospel in an unadulterated manner. They receive this very gospel knowing fully well that it is laced with truth and honesty, because we do not prevaricate. We do not retreat nor surrender, God forbid. Because here we are indomitably incorruptible. Beyond corruption, there is nothing man can do to buy our allegiance. We don't belong to any political party. We don't use the name of Biafra to begin to propagate the politics of our Safulani. At no day in our lives we will come to you and tell you to go and join XYZ political party. We are not like that. We have not come to play with the name Biafra. We have come to exonerate it from all the dangers, from all the nonsensical rubbish and garbage that these idiots have thrown it into. We have come here to cleanse this name, and behold, we continue to do so. This is Radio Biafra. Not only are we incorruptible, we are whiter than white and whiter than snow. That is why we are without any blemish. That is why we continue to do what is right before God in heaven and man on this very earth. Because this is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. Humanity is listening. Wherever you are on this very earth, you must be listening to us. It doesn't matter where you are. It does not matter. The question is, do you have a mobile phone? Do you have a tablet? Do you have a laptop? Do you have a normal-sized mainframe computer? Do you have access to satellite? In other words, do you have a decoder with you? Do you also have access to CHK 97.6 broadcasting right this very second in Biafra land, or in some parts of Biafra land? If the answer is yes, then you must be listening to Radio Biafra. We are indomitable. Before we came, there was nothing like us. Now that we are here, they may pretend, they may try. They may try to convince those of you with peanut-sized brain that somehow they are relevant. But their irrelevance will continue to haunt them. We have come that the grace and the will of the Almighty Chukwu Abiam may prevail in our lives. That is why we are here. And for us to ensure that that glory and mercy remains with us, we must be truthful. It's yoku at all times. No compromise. We don't compromise on the truth. That is why we are exceptionally formidable. This is Radio Biafra. Before I proceed any further, I must call upon the grace of heaven, as always, to shower very abundantly on all of us listening this very evening, our families, wherever they may be, that his mercy may continually abide with us, that we may praise his name. We have to be alive to worship Chukwu Abiam, to remind humanity of his name, to remind everybody listening there is nothing else worthy of praise or adoration apart from the Almighty Chukwu Abiam, as he commanded us in the book of Exodus chapter 20, that we should not have any other God apart from him, because he is God. He went further to say that I am also so very jealous. I am the Lord of hosts. I will visit the iniquities upon their children up to the fifth generation for those of them who hate me, but showing everlasting kindness and mercy to those that obey my statutes. The statute of Chukwu Abiam is you should not worship anything else apart from him. That was his commandment direct to Moses. A direct commandment. Direct. You will not serve any other god apart from me. Manke kunaka. In the one in a picture. The one in a statue. Don't kneel before any image made by hand. That is the word of God. Don't kneel before it. If you kneel before it, it becomes idolatry. You are worshipping Arose. You will not bow before anything else. That is why we are who we are. That is why Biafra will come under our watch. We have maintained all the important statutes of heaven, and heaven must be kind to us. All we ask for is rather the coming of a Biafra that will be unblemished by the satanic occult of Islam. Our Safolani will not participate in it. Anybody who is a servant or an advocate of our Safolani, like the idiots running around all over the place asking for unity every single second, people without honor, without shame, people who think that if you run around and yap and talk so much, somehow you become famous. We are not in some kind of beauty contest. We have come here to serve our country, and we must do so in truth and honesty. If you're not a truthful person, if you're not honest, you cannot last long in this very effort. If you're an ex-harlot, you cannot last here. By the way they speak, we know who they are. We know their stock in trade. This place is not for you. This is for the children of the Most High God, Chukwuabiama. Here on this very platform, the same way our ancestors, our progenitors came to that very land and it was richly blessed. The same way we are born scientists without having to go to school. The same way that everything our ancestors touched turned into gold. That very blessing having been passed on to us, we must go forth to make sure that we do the only thing left for us to do. Not minding some of our very envious and jealous nature, is to go and restore Biafra. That's what we're here to do, and we must do it. Therefore, in the end, every praise and honor will undoubtedly belong to the Most High God, Chukwuabiama. He asked us to come, and we have come. Man did not ask us to come. Nobody did. Only Chukwuabiama said, this work must be done in my name, and that is exactly what we are doing. Therefore, we welcome you wherever you are. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the commander of all Haloyu forces, and in the same token, the director of Radio Biafra. I will be nothing if I am not the servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, where I shall every day of my life ceaselessly apply myself until this very mission is completed, then my work is done. I welcome you, and I will ask you to welcome other people as well. This is your radio station because it is Radio Biafra. If you're a Biafran, it belongs to you. Only if you're a genuine one, there are people who are criminally minded and criminally disposed, possessed. In fact, the same thing that their fathers did between 67 and 70, they are trying to replicate right now. You will know them when you see them or hear from them. The same thing their fathers did. It reminds me, one idiot at one occasion was telling me that, oh no, Juku did not spend his father's money to buy weapons. And I asked him, where did he get the money from to buy the weapons? Because as we are busy now trying to look for funds to buy our weapons from all over the world, nothing of that type ever happened. Where do you think he got the money to buy the weapons with? The idiots could not answer. That goes to show you that you people, some of you, we are born with greed and envy inside you. But here on Radio Biafra, we cure you of all those illnesses. Everything, all the nununu, we will cure every illness. We will turn you inside out and make you whole again. That when you see the truth, you embrace it. That is why we do things the way we do it. And that is why we are Radio Biafra. You will go out and tell your friends and your family. You will also tell them that Radio Biafra will open the lines later. It will open. You will speak your mind. The debate yesterday was fascinating, and people have been writing, inboxing me and telling me, oh, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't discuss that. I don't have sacred cows. Every issue is discussable. Only when it is being made by a bona fide idiot. Every issue must be debated. When people live a particular path, when people say one thing in the morning and say something different in the evening, it is worthy of debate and of discussion. When people deviate from the path they have laid out for themselves and begin to talk about things which are totally unrelated to their calling, then it calls for a debate. When people dabble into something infinitely greater than them, it calls for a debate. That is why the debate yesterday was allowed. But today we must move on because Biafra is our priority. We must make Biafra come. We are educating people. We impart knowledge. We bring enlightenment. We make sure you have the requisite wisdom needed to ensure that Biafra remains a civilized society. I don't want idiots. Oh, don't talk about my pastor. Don't talk about my sister. Don't talk about Brother Joseph. Rubbish. The countries where you are, those that made it possible for you to have the things you have today, including the same device you're using to listen to us, they believe in open public discourse. Therefore, we cannot be any exception. This is Radio Biafra. When our lines open, the numbers to call will remain +44 208 133 9976. I repeat, 0044 208 133 9976. We are also on +44 or 0044 78 313 08 376. Please write these things down. I repeat, +44 or 0044, depending on how you prefer to call Radio Biafra. 78 31 30 8 376. We are also on Skype as we are on it every blessed day. We are on Radio Biafra. And also Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. This is your platform. Tell your friends and your family. Because if you don't listen to Radio Biafra indeed, you are only compounding your ignorance. Because if you want to learn, this is where to come to. If you come here and you tell me there is any other better radio station, please, I will plead with you. Never ever listen to Radio Biafra again, because there is no radio station on this planet comparable to Radio Biafra. After listening this evening or this morning or afternoon, depending on where you are, you go and check any other broadcaster. There is none. That is why Radio Biafra is a unique phenomenon. Radio Biafra is a phenomenon. And we are here to serve you, and Biafra will come in our lifetime, because this is 2015, the year of the perfect storm, the year that the zoo will come to an end, the year that mankind will know that we have risen never to retreat, the year that Chukwu Abiama ordained that the march towards the restoration of his kingdom on earth must commence. In case you wonder why we talk about Chukwu Abiama is God, because you call Chukwu Abiama God, which is English language. In Biafra land, his name is Chukwu Abiama. That's what we call him. The Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. This is the year when we must commence our march. We must commence our march. Even if we are only 10, we march. It doesn't matter. This is Radio Biafra. By way of our headline this very evening and accompanying news summary, I don't know why people don't listen to Radio Biafra sometimes. You don't call Radio Biafra until you have listened to the news headlines and accompanying news summary. You just don't call us. You wait until the news headlines and accompanying news summary. Then you are more than welcome to participate, to join in what we are presenting to you. Our work is very, very delicate, because unfortunately, most of our people are very, very dubious because of the mixture of Awosa Fulani blood amongst us. Ndi Awosa toro mo anyanyi me nku ku between 1966 and 1978, when you had the presence of Awosa Fulani people in Biafra land, a lot of Biafran women were impregnated by Awosa Fulani men serving in the Nigerian army. They gave birth to all manner of idiots. The answer will be Naike Chukwu Chijioke. All of these names, the answer. Deep down, they look Biafran to you, but indeed, they are the embodiment of Awosa Fulani gene pool. Sometimes they are hostile to Biafra. Sometimes, inadvertently, they find themselves swimming against the tide. It happens all the time. Being able to identify people fathered by Awosa Fulani is the key to your survival. They look normal, but they are not part of us. Inside them is Awosa Fulani blood. And that is why there will be a very massive DNA screening when Biafra comes. Awosa Fulani blood cannot be a part of us. It is impossible. Impossible. If we have to fight this war for the next 1,000 years, so be it. Biafra land is meant for the children of God, not those with tainted blood in them. They can't come in. This is Radio Biafra. We continue this very evening because I know that some of you have the penchant for following your masters from Awosa Fulani. You have no shame. That is why some idiots and vagabonds will use the name Biafra to call us to join APC. Some of you still rise up and speak, and I don't know why that is the case. As if people don't have brain to be able to reason. One morning you're talking about Biafra, the next day go and join APC. I see people are deranged, they are mentally insane, they cannot reason properly. They are not human beings. I don't even know why we allow such idiots to speak. One moment is Biafra. You are in court, you're dancing about foolishly naked. The next moment, you want Igbo people to go and join APC. And you claim you're fighting for B. Oh my goodness me. I feel like vomiting. That is the thing about black people. Because you lack honor. You lack decency. That is why in the USA they can pick up a black person and kill that person. And nobody gives a toss. You do your riot for 4 or 5 days. Everything goes back to normal. Have you ever asked yourself why? It is because you people are not philosophically consistent. You don't handle mental strain. The slightest thing that disturbs you, you capitulate. You dissolve into thin air. Mentally, you're not strong. I asked people a question. Have you ever asked yourself why no black person from Africa ever explored the Antarctica? Do you know what it means to be traveling in shifting ice at minus 70 degrees centigrade? With blinding blizzards. Your toes are swollen. Your fingers are swollen. In fact, some of them, their toes fell off into their shoes. They were still walking to try to get to the South Pole. Do you know what it takes mentally? For somebody to, like Yuri Gagarin of Russia, to be strapped onto a rocket, which is essentially a bomb, and sent into outer space. Do you know what it means? Will you allow your child to be strapped onto a bomb to be sent into space? But today some of you use smartphones, you use mobile phones, everything based on satellite technology. Which that man risked his life from Russia to go into outer space? Can you do it? Because you people don't have the history of doing it, that is why you don't appreciate sacrifice. Black people don't know the meaning of sacrifice until a white man tells them to. Why do you love Mandela? Because a white man told you Mandela is key. Why do we love Martin Luther King Jr.? Because the white man told you, gave him Nobel Prize, that this man is a very good man. That's why you followed him. The ones left for you to discover yourself, did you do anything with them? The answer is, you even killed them. Did you not kill Malcolm X? He was too intelligent for you. Too intelligent for you. Did you not kill Patrice Lumumba? Did you not kill Thomas Sankara at the behest of white people? Of course you did. Because you're black monkeys from Africa. Very sad indeed. It will take a white man. Any day, Guardian newspaper or the Times or Telegraph tells you that Radio Biafra is the best thing to happen to broadcasting, only that day will you start jumping up and down. But until you are waiting for a white man to confirm something for you before you do it. That is why you are apes and monkeys. That is why I keep telling you your brains are not quite developed. That is why you have to come to Radio Biafra to listen to this gospel. We tell you things that will make your life better. You may not like it. It's like a bitter pill. But if you take it, you will become aware. I don't feel sorry for myself. I never do. We get up and we keep marching. forward only. There is no backward movement. Only forward do we go. That is why with peanuts, with meager budgets, we can present this very gospel on radio, on satellite, and also online at the same time. Because Chukwu Abiyama is here. And this is Radio Biafra. The very headline this very evening and accompanying you summary, because here every day this gospel is preached. Ozioma Chineke ka obo. Obasanjo says the zoo wasted its chances to become great. If you are a very close student of history and also a very keen observer, or I will say the very subtle nuances in English language. You know, this grammar, if you read it rather very literally sometimes, you lose the hidden meaning that is buried beneath it. What Obasanjo is telling you is that the zoo is finished. When you rise up and say that a country can no longer be great, it means that it can only decline. If you accept what we have always posited on Radio Biafra, that nature abhors vacuum, it's either somebody is growing or they are reducing. You can never be static. Go and check it biologically, it's impossible. Either you're growing or you're shrinking. Nothing that is organic stays in one place. A country or even a contraption like the Zoological Republic is not an exception to this very rule. Obasanjo says that Nigeria is replete with wasted chances. They can no longer become great. A former head of state that stole the country dry. A wretched... You see, my goodness. It's because they know very well that there can never be a revolution. There can never be an organized revolution. Therefore, Africa will keep having dictators like Obasanjo, even democratically elected dictators like him. They will eat all your money. They will spend it. They will impoverish you. They will come to your face, and you'll also give them chieftaincy titles. Sometimes I love it because it goes to reinforce what we say here on Radio Biafra, that the stupidity of an average black person is mind-blowing. If you bring out a black person and you try to understand them and the level of ignorance in their brain, you will need to open a university to be able to understand it very well. As a race, we are very, very backward, intellectually backward. I don't feel sorry for myself. That is a fact of life. If not, why will we be aboard every ship trying to cross from Africa into Europe? Why are we drowning every day off the coast of Italy, if we're any good? I'm not saying that we don't have it in us to be good. It is there. We want to wake that thing up inside us to be great once again as a people. If we claim that Africa is the cradle of human civilization, we have some civilizations in Africa. Let me remind you. The Biafran civilization, for those of you who do not already know, we had pyramid at Udi. Pyramid, exactly what you have in Egypt is at Udi. Go and check it very, very well. We used to read and write in CBD. Go and check it. Some of you may not know that your ancestors used to read and write letters to one another. You never knew that, but it is true. You never knew that we used to count 1, 2, 3, 4 to at least 400, which is no. Most of you didn't know that. That we had mathematics. We had astrology as well. We had astronomy too. Most of you didn't know that, did you? We want to return to that same level of greatness. Where we are right now is like we are in a state of suspended animation. All your daily public discourse is dictated by the Western world. You're not quite good at what you do back where you come from. You've been trying to copy white people and you're hopeless as well. That is why before the white man came, you can drink clean, pure spring water from an earthen pot. But since the white man came, you cannot drink water from the tap like the white man. You cannot go back and drink pure, clean water from the earthen pot. You now suck water away from waterproof, from cellophane bag. Plastic. That is the difference. You couldn't quite make it to be a European. You couldn't quite develop what you had before the white man came. That is why most of us are very, very daft. And sometimes when I see them on Facebook, I see them as monkeys, honestly speaking, before God and man. Sometimes I see some black people and I cannot help but think that this is a proper chimpanzee. A baboon is here talking. His name is Obasanjo. He says that the zoo have now wasted its chances to become great, which means it is in a terminal decline. He has made his money with his children. They can go to America and live there with his billions. He will be there. They'll call him and say, come and tell us about monkeys in Africa. He will say, yes, we tried to do this structural advancement. Rubbish. They did nothing. If we can build Biafra media to where it is today with next to nothing, imagine what we can do if we had the resources. Think about it. FM, CHK 97.6. We are on satellite, on six, including Arab satellite. Six satellites. Look, go outside and look. If you can see satellites up in the sky, Radio Biafra is there using their transponder to feed signal to decoders all over the world. We made it possible. We are online, which means wherever you are, as long as you have internet access, you're listening to us. We must continue. Our work is endless. It's a thankless job, I know, because of course you're black people. You don't appreciate anything. It reminds me of even when Facebook started. Look at WhatsApp. Look at Viber. Look at Skype. Today, they are all being sold. Look at Tango. They are all being sold for multi-billion dollars. But when they started for free. Some of you, we are laughing. Say, oh no, it's nothing. It doesn't mean anything. Because you are black people. What do you know? But the white people, they persevered. The little Hebrew people, the Israelis, they persisted. And today, you can't do without it. It takes a special kind of mental strength to sustain such projects. Not everything in life is hopeless. Some things come into their own as time goes on. One day you will appreciate us, honestly speaking. Right now you won't. Typical black people, you won't. You're waiting for a white man to say, yes, Radio Biafra is fantastic. Who knows, because they don't lie. One day they may be able to say it. Who knows? And then you'll be able to start jumping up and saying, yes, it's fantastic to be here. We don't sell ourselves as Nahemana Maneronwe. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Mangu village attacks. Two suspects arrested. 100 people displaced. The killing continues every blessed day. People say, why report news about the zoo? And I said, why not? That is where we are being put into. We are on our own having fun before the white man came. As soon as the white man came and rendered asunder everything that held us together, the center could no longer hold, and things indeed fell apart. From where there has been no reconstruction ever since. Killings are continuing. They will continue to kill. People are calling us from all over the place. Please, you must wait. We must follow protocol. United States security officials have now abandoned the search for Chibok girls. The reason why we bring you this news is that I don't know how to say it. I'm saying it before the white man tells you how fantastic Radio Biafra is this. When this news broke, that is the thing about consistency, is very good. All of you, some of you are jumping up and down, Chibok. We told you no girls we are missing. They said America is sending down Britain 2 tornadoes, France 6 Mirage aircrafts. I said, you are wasting your time. No girls are missing. Hausa girls, 200 of them cannot write physics class. It is impossible. I repeat what I said. Getting 200 Hausa girls to study physics is impossible. Mathematically impossible. Scientifically, it cannot be done. They don't study physics. Hausa girls don't. I want you to name me one eminent physicist who is an Hausa person, man or woman. Name an eminent Hausa mathematician. Name one eminent Hausa chemist. Name one eminent Hausa medical doctor. I'm still waiting. When the lines open, perhaps you will call and let me know. Some things are not just possible. Some things can never happen. We told them, no girls, we are missing. They blackmailed Jonathan with it. The buffoon fell. I expect every monkey like Jonathan to fall for such rubbish. He kept paying money. He kept paying money so much that even people opened up businesses, middlemen sprung up. It is representing the parents, representing the girls, and some for Boko Haram. Everybody was milking money. Where is that money coming from? From Biafra land, from Igbo land. And where are Igbo people? Where are Biafran people? They are abroad doing security work. They are abroad selling crayfish and okra. They are abroad doing nursing. Nursing and being doctors, taking care of other people. Nobody is taking care of their parents in the village. That is how stupid we are, you see. We think we are smart. Oh, he said she's doing nursing in America now. That Igbo man came and married her to America. Of course, we married them so we can come and do nursing and feed us. Who is nursing your people in the village? Nobody. But a white boy is in a nightclub dancing and having fun in a simple yacht in the Gulf of Mexico, having fun. And you're taking care of his parents for him. The question I will ask you is, but who is taking care of your own parents? Can't you see how foolish we are? We do care work all over the world. Care work, we carry the feces, the urine, everything belonging to other people. But who is carrying that belonging to our parents? And we say we are smart people. Of course we are not. We are daft. U.S. security officials, they have now abandoned the useless search for Chibok girls because no girls were missing in the first place. That is why Radio Biafra is consistent. Everything we tell you is gospel because it never changes. Ultimately, every news comes back to what we told you. Tunde Bakare calls for postponement of polls by 6 months. I said the zoo cannot have elections. It cannot work. You see, people come out to Johnny come lately. After 2-3 weeks, after listening to Radio Biafra, they become experts overnight. We told you before time immemorial, that there can never be elections. Not just out of what we are doing, but that every force around the world, we said that 2015 is divine. I'm not saying that IPOB is making it possible, no. We are mere catalysts. I hope that some people can understand what a catalyst means. We are not the precursor to it. The disintegration of the zoo is divine. The breakup of Nigeria is biblical. It is divine. From heaven. Nothing. This is 2015. Nothing. Anyway, let me not talk to you. When it happens, I'll just say, I'll refer you to this same program we're doing today. Tunde Bakare calls for postponement of polls by 6 months. Do you know why? Because the polls cannot hold. It cannot. You cannot conduct elections in Adamawa, in Yobe, and in Borno. It is impossible. You don't have the soldiers to police every polling station. It is impossible. And if there is an anomaly in only one polling booth, you cannot have any credible elections in that very country. I said one polling booth alone can hold up the presidency. And let's come to Buhari. Where are his certificates? Okay, they're non-existent, are they? They don't exist anymore. Then how can he run? Is APC talking about doing another convention to field somebody to replace him? The answer is no. Then how can... But of course, you people are Africans. You can do magic. You can, after all, you write laws and you break them as well. You will say this is a one-way street, don't go down. You see somebody when with a siren, they go down the same one-way street. And it's a law enforcement officer breaking the law. Maybe, who knows? And they can say, we need your certificate before you run. And before that very day, they can go and forge one from Daura College and say that's where he attended. Because some of you don't understand the consequences of shortcutting certain things in life. When you are abroad and they say this is a one-way street, don't go down. It doesn't mean they don't like you. It means that you need to obey certain things in life. Discipline. When you come to the supermarket, you queue. Even if it is your turn, you go. People think these things are minor. No. Go and study it very, very well. There is a very massive psychological impact it leaves on people. When it is your turn, you do something.
That is why back in the zoo, when there is a slight hold up, you see people mounting the pavement, people straddling the motorway, people coming from the opposite direction, because, you know, wild animals, monkeys and baboons all over the place. I don't hate Africans and black people. I despise their ignorance. I hate their warped thinking and mentality. Somebody is in America as a medical doctor. My question to you is very simple. Who is taking care of your parents in the village? Are there American doctors in your village reciprocating your gesture? The answer is no. That means you're a fool. As simple as that. Over 100 persons displaced in renewed plateau crisis. People are being displaced every blessed day. And may this displacement continue until Biafra comes. That's my prayer. I don't want them to have peace. The zoo should not have any peace at all. Gunmen kill district head in Kaduna. The killing continues. And I hope Her Britannic Majesty is listening, Queen Elizabeth II. The Queen of England, of Wales, of Scotland, and of Northern Ireland. And head of British Commonwealth. I hope you're listening. This is the gift you left for us. Oh my goodness. Gunmen have killed the district head in Kaduna. They'll keep on killing. Why? Because they heard there are Christians over there. Some people are saying that the zoo will not disintegrate in 2015. Let us watch and see what will happen. As I said before, when it happens, I will say we told you so. It is divine. The zoo must come to an end. It must finish off this very year. 41 days to presidential poll. Millions in the South may not vote. This is only the beginning. Only the beginning. But the thing is that the docility, the foolishness, the rather apathetic nature of the people may allow what is unobtainable to become obtainable because it is Africa. Anywhere else in the world, they will not even have the face to come out to talk about elections. Who is contesting against Jonathan? Somebody with or without a certificate. We want to know. Africans, they bring shame upon themselves every blessed day. Oil price crash. Another factor, another nail in the coffin that you call Nigeria. Nigeria. Niger area. Where niggers live. Mass sacking looms in private and public sector. If your brother, your uncle, your sister, if they are in government parastatal, they are going to be retrenched. They will be sacked from work very soon. Do you know why? Because there is no money to pay anybody anymore. Why is that? Because the price of oil keeps falling. If you don't sell enough oil, how can you pay people? It's only oil that you have to sell in order to make money to pay people. You know, somebody said something a while ago, very soon, we are going to start and we'll lock up Radio Biafra programs. It will be by subscription only. Then you will value what we are telling you. So that when it happens, you'll be hiding it from people saying, oh, this was where I heard it first. That's what we need to do. Eventually, we will. Because it seems that people don't quite appreciate what we're doing here or what we are telling them here. Since the oil crisis started, the fall in crude oil, this thing that is happening now, we told you then that these are the consequences of the price of oil falling. We made that very clear to you. We told you that if oil continues to fall, which we are I am praying every day, in fact I will add it in my daily prayer, Chukwu Abiyama, please let oil price continue to fall to zero, because that is the best way to end the zoo, because there is no money. If there is no money, of course, our WhatsApp people will go. They're only in one Nigeria because of oil. When oil has no value, our WhatsApp will go now. Okay, maybe they need a few Igbo slaves in the north to be selling building materials to them. They can take them for free. They can. But as oil continues to fall, they cannot pay your papa or your mama, your sister or your brother working for Federal Minister of Finance, because there is no finance. There is no money to pay. It is called simple logic. You don't need to be an economist to know this. The zoo relies on crude oil alone to get money. That is the only thing that the zoo called Nigeria sells to get money. Now, that product, nobody wants it. Uh-huh. So, it's over now. The zoo is coming to an end. It's finished. We don't want rice and clothes. We want our homes according to internally displaced persons. People are all over the place in Abuja. Most of you don't know what is happening. There is this veneer of normality when you go to the zoo. But below, something is simmering away. I think it's like a cauldron. It's like a potential volcanic, cataclysmic volcanic eruption about to happen. On a very gigantic scale. You look at it, you think things are normal. No. Scratch the surface and you see what will happen. The only reason why we will not have that type of spontaneous revolution is because, one, black people, and two, joining diverse value systems together. Where we naturally hate each other. I don't like Yoruba, I don't like Hausa, and they don't like me either. So how can we get together to have a revolution? It's not possible. That's the only thing sustaining the zoo. We continue. I told you this army is weak. The army of the zoo is weak. Boko Haram have taken another military barracks in Borno. You people are the ones holding us. For goodness sake, what is wrong with you people? Give us the weapons and see what we're going to do, for goodness sake. These people are weak. This army can be they are nothing. There is no army. Oh my goodness me. I don't know. You people, I don't know. Anyway, some of you are Igbo. What do you expect? Igbo. And here's a million more much better. I don't know. Bomb blast kills people in Adamawa. Bomb blast everywhere. Village head shot here. Looting of shops. Burning of shops in Kano belonging to Igbo people. Everything is happening in the zoo. And we are bringing it together here for you. The reason why we bring you this news all the time is to tell you that the end has come for the Zoological Republic. You can't escape it. If you plan for it very well, you can, to an extent, be able to control it. If it remains uncontrollable, the consequences will be too disastrous to contemplate. But of course, being black people, I don't quite think that our brains can go that far. I am being very, very honest. I have studied our people. This is my 28th year of studying our people. Nothing in their conduct gives me any confidence to believe in any shape, way, or form that they can anticipate a problem and solve it before the problem meets them. They cannot. Soldiers flee as Boko Haram takes control of military base in Baga. It's happening again. Although, you can see them running away. Nigerian, look at them. You see them at the checkpoint. Clear well, park well. Open your bonnet, open your engine. I say, clear well, dear. Come out and stand up as they did to our brother who ran yesterday. Come out, do 1 hour jump. Salute me. Greet me. But against somebody with the same AK-47, look at them running away. Cowards. Cowards, we need to join this battle as soon as possible. Please, I beg you. That is the only time I beg, is that I need guns and bullets. If you know where we can get them, just tell us, we go and take them. We don't need your funding. Guns and bullets only. Only, that is all. And there will be no, who is Nigeria? Who is a Nigerian to start with? Told you, I'm Yoruba. It was only the foolish Nnamdi Azikiwe that said he's a Nigerian. One of the first things we will do, I will do personally, is that I will excavate the skeletons of Nnamdi Azikiwe and I will burn it. I will burn his bones. He's a very useless man. Azikiwe's bones will be burned. He put us in this mess we are in today. And I know he's in hell, rotting away. APC commends Ohanaeze for rejecting motion to endorse Jonathan as consensus candidate. And people are asking, what is Radio Biafra doing? Anybody supporting Jonathan is a complete Anwar Yakob. It's a complete fool. You are a complete idiot. Nobody is worthy of support. The only thing that will prevail is a complete and utter disintegration of the zoo. Everybody should go back to their family and start building life once again. What has Jonathan done for you? If you talk about Jonathan, I will take you to Obi Igbo and ask you to travel from Port Harcourt to Enugu. If you like Jonathan again, you call me a bastard. Jonathan is an idiot, complete idiot. Have you traveled along Enugu Port Harcourt expressway before? Is there any light where we come from? I'm asking a question. Is there any federal housing infrastructure provision? The answer is no. Is there any city that can boast of running water? The answer is no. What has Jonathan done for you? I keep asking. What has he done for you? But Jonathan can bring out 166 billion naira to give to his friends. I said 166 billion. What had, are people stupid? What has Jonathan ever done for you before? What has he ever done? Before you say Enugu International Airport, which is what idiots will always say, Enugu is a local airport. Number one, get your facts straight. Enugu is a local airport, not international airport. Is this second Niger Bridge? I was there a few weeks ago and will be returning there in a few weeks' time. Where is the bridge? It doesn't exist. Because you people are liars. That is why when somebody lied to you, you accept it. You cannot comprehend the truth. You can't. Can you? Ohaneze ndi Igbo disgracefully as ever. Disgracefully without shame. At Enugu. Iwanyawu oke sona banyana ji. Useless people. That is why, do you know, it was only the Igbo people that produced 4 Senate presidents in about 2 years. Only Igbo people. That is this devilish, this almost satanic jealousy they have in the Igbo people. See, that is kind of a dark jealousy and envy in them. Every baboon thinks they can do something. That is why every cockroach wants to start a radio station is now, they think it's a rogue. Even those who cannot spell their names properly, they go about disgracing Biafra. Some of them will stay, their child will be crying. After 2 minutes, they'll stand up and go and prepare formula for the baby to drink. They come back and say, we are broadcasting for Biafra. And our people are looking at such spectacle of disgrace and shame. Look at what Ohaneze Ndi was doing, disgracing themselves at Enugu. Oh, no, no, we don't want Jonathan. That money he gave us last year, we didn't get enough money from him. These are grown-up men. And they will say that we are the elders. Deranged lunatics, calling themselves elders. This is Radio Biafra. We bring you the news in detail. Here we don't pet anybody. We don't beg for anything. We don't. We preach the truth. If you like, you take it. It will be useful for you. If you like, you leave it. That's your business. You continue where you are as a security guard. The day you die, they clean your council flat and give it to somebody else. Somebody say, oh, I have a house in Upper Manhattan or in Lower Manhattan or in the middle one. You are a monkey from Africa. Any day you die, do you think that your house will miraculously leave New York and go back to your village? I'm just asking. Oh, sorry. I'm sure that is lost on you. The value of having a beautifully built environment to admire in the evening. Do you know people sometimes go out in the evening to stroll about just to admire the architecture? Do you know that very feeling it gives them can, you know, make their quality of life better? And do you know that people can actually go out in the evening and be strolling and be admiring buildings that doesn't belong to them? Do you know that very well? So that very beautiful street you live in somewhere in Bremen, it is not your village and can never be. Any day you go to your village, you'll be chased away by flies and mosquitoes. You run back to where a white man has built something beautiful. If you see a white man, you should be grateful to them. Because imagine if Europeans were Africans. Do you think they would let anybody come in? I doubt it. I doubt it. Even in Ghana, the monkeys from the zoo called Niger, they were deported from Ghana. And then the zoo deported back Ghanaians. This is in Africa, you know. Do you know you cannot travel from the zoo called Nigeria to Senegal in 3 days? No, you can't. It's a journey that should take you maybe about, say, 5 hours at most. On top speed. No, but no, you can't. Any checkpoint you get to, you have to come down from the vehicle. You have to walk across. They have to delay you. That is an inbred wickedness in black people. A natural a reservoir of wickedness, envy, and jealousy. That's why they can never improve. Especially Igbo people. Every idiot thinks is a leader. Okay, if they can do it, so can I. After 2-3 days. I've seen some idiots use Radio Biafra to build their website. After a while, they think they have arrived. They think they have sense. They are sensible people. Oh, God. May Chukwu Abiyama have mercy on your wretched souls. We continue to bring you the news in greater detail.
We are not begging anybody.
Not begging you. Does it concern me? At the time, we bring out all this broadcast and say, we told you so. And what do you think will happen? Nothing. The ex-president of the Zoological Republic, the baboon himself, Olusegun Obasanjo, insisted that the nation had wasted all the chances to greatness given to it by God. I don't know where the God was. I don't know if Flora Shaw is God. I don't know. Because before the white man came, if Chukwu Abiyama had a hand in the building of the Zoological Republic, he would have done so. He would have allowed the Hausa people to conquer the Igbo people the same way they conquered Yoruba people. But that never happened. Where Obasanjo comes from is essentially half Muslim, half Christian, which means they don't stand anywhere. They are not a race of their own. Yoruba land, the Lorin, is occupied by the Emirates. So when people talk about the zoo, when they talk about Nigeria and God, I am struggling to see the hand of God in the making of the Zoological Republic. If, let us think about it, if God was planning to build a country called Nigeria in the first place, do you think God will use a drunken harlot to do so? I'm asking. And before some of you talk about Mary Magdalene was never a harlot to start with. Never, ever, ever. That demonization was done by that council in Nicaea and carried on by the Catholic Church. At no time, there is no historical record that proved that she was. So don't tell me that God can also use prostitutes. No, he doesn't. But of course, there was the story of a prostitute hiding men that came to spy. That I can understand. But not in the organic building of a state, it's impossible. Inconceivable. Because like mankind itself, it is built in the image of God. A state, a nation, can only be built by Chukwu Abiyama, not by man. I am struggling to see the hand of God. Where is the hand of God in the zoo? Is it in Maitasine, in Boko Haram, or in the lives of Obasanjo? What is godly about Obasanjo? What is godly about Jonathan? Ibrahim Babangida? Buhari? Atiku Abubakar? Abdul Salami Abubakar? Sultan of Sokoto? The Emir of Kano? Sanusi Lamido Sanusi? Is it Okonji Iweala? Is it... show me... I'm struggling to see... Is it Gowon, the mass murderer? Or is it Awolowo? Show me where something has happened. You can say, yes, God is in control. Is he where? In the zoo. I'm struggling to understand it. I can't see it. This monkey, he looks like an ape anyway. He's a Yoruba man. He looks like an ape. This ape-looking human being, former president, of course a monkey himself, made the claim yesterday as he received Ogun State Governor Ibukunle Amosun at his hilltop residence in Abeokuta. Now, ahead of the February elections, the former president prayed for another chance and urged Nigerians to do the needful during the period of the polls. Obasanjo called on the people to be thankful to God for what the country has given to them. And what is that? Oil from Biafra land. Anyway, he's right. If you're from Sokoto with only flies and sand to look forward to, and all of a sudden, through the sheer stupidity of Igbo people, they lost a war they should have won, and then you came and you took their oil. Of course, you should be thankful to God for what he has given you. Before that, all you had was the blood of cattle and milk. Furadonunu. That is all they had. The only food the Fulani nomads eat is the blood of cattle. Not even the meat. The blood and the milk. Until Igbo people, through their stupidity and power rivalry, they lost the war they should have won. Because Azikiwe wanted to be head of state. After all, his name is Zeke of Africa. Not Ojukwu that struggled and suffered. No, typically Igbo people, you know. Other people will suffer and some idiot will come from somewhere. I want to be included. It doesn't work that way. Life is not like that. George Washington fought for American independence. He was rewarded as the first president of the USA. Nelson Mandela, the same thing. So I am struggling to understand why Nnamdi Azikiwe would want Juku to step aside so he can take over. I mean, oh God, indeed. Hey, Chineke man, indeed, brother. Always, everybody thinks they can do it. Power tussle. You want to be the head. Eh? Chiboka di Igbo. No, Pius Anyim. No. Evans and one of them. Chiboka di Igbo. What's his name again? Nwagbara. And then Pius Anyim. Four Senate presidents in less than a year, more or less. Only Igbo people. All this while, Awosa has been there as the Senate president. Any problem? No. Yoruba? No problem. Put an Igbo person there. You will see the other vagabonds. They will start coming. Hey! Eleyi agwara agwo. Every idiot wants to be relevant. Oh, if it is him, why can't I also be Senate president? Every idiot, every millipede will come out. Be yapping rubbish. Disgraceful. I thank God that we have a platform like... Let them go and do radio now and let us see. Oh, my goodness. They're disgracing themselves and not Biafra. Obasanjo is asking the people of the zoo to be thankful, especially Awosa, Fulani Yoruba, for laying their hands on Biafran oil when Biafrans are busy running all over the world doing security work and cleaning. Their oil is going to Dubai, paying for school fees of little children who can't even read and write properly. They live in 5-star hotels in Dubai for 2 years. They paid up everything in advance. Where is the oil coming from? From Okwa. Okwa West. Where is the oil coming from? From our warm mama. Hey. Dear Lord God have mercy. From Ohaji, oil is flowing. And one wretched Fulani nomad from Sokoto is in Dubai on the 60th floor of a building having fun and partying. And the people from Ohaji, what are you getting? No. For chronic... Oh, I want to send them Western Union. And you're telling me we are intelligent. We are just plain daft. We don't know the meaning of the word. Obasanjo, they should celebrate. Because they have Biafran oil. A war we should have won. We conspired to lose it. Out of greed and jealousy. The typical characterization of an Igbo person. An average Igbo man. Greed and jealousy. Even a man no mukuya. You know you can't do it. By heart of greed, you just want, why not me? I like it as well. But that abroad you are in, where you are a get man. Why don't you want to be the prime minister of that place now? But any day, they say an Igbo man is the prime minister of England. You see all of them, they want to be one. But now they are content to doing cleaning job and washing toilet. You people, you should pray for deliverance, I'm telling you. Mangu village attack. Two suspects arrested, 100 people displaced. Following the crisis that rocked some villages in Mangu, local government area of Plateau State, that led to killings and burning of houses, the council chairman, Honorable Caleb Moftwang, has disclosed that two suspects have been arrested by security operatives while over 100 people were displaced. The chairman, who led a delegation of traditional rulers, religion, and community leaders, among them the Ado of Fulani in Mangu, the Khan representatives and others addressed a press conference in Jos on the development, said they addressed a press conference in Jos on the development, which is the killing of the people. They said they held an enlarged stakeholders meeting where critical decisions were reached. According to him, they have resolved that there is need to strengthen security surveillance, especially in the affected areas, in order to encourage the people to return or stay back in their ancestral homes. Have you noticed how everywhere there is a security concern in the zoo? People are worried. More AK-47s being brought in, more guns, more bullets, but there is still lawlessness. The reason why, when you travel to Lagos, there is a semblance of normalcy in Lagos is because that is, it's in their nature. They're very dubious people. And also, they are cowards. They never rise up to fight for anything that belongs to them. The only reason why Awolowo joined the fight to free or to be to set the zoo as an independent country is because of his jealousy and hatred of Nnamdi Azikiwe. Not that they wanted to join. Admittedly, it was Herbert Macaulay, allegedly a Yoruba man, who started NCNC and wanted to fight the white rule. But it wasn't Nnamdi Azikiwe who more or less did all the work. But Awolowo had to come in because how can this Igbo man be in Yoruba land and waxing very strong when Omo Yoruba is here? That is Africa for you. You know, they never join forces. They always want to fight against each other. It's normal. And the white man will come in and say, you go to sugarcane plantation. You go to tobacco and pick tobacco. And then we run and obey the white master. Black people are funny, honestly speaking. Very, very funny people indeed. We continue. We say what we say so that you may change. You can feel sorry for yourself and cry under the pillow. That is your business. Here, we don't feel sorry for ourselves. We understand our limitations. We try to overcome them. We work assiduously hard to ensure that we keep marching forward in truth and honesty. If anything I'm saying is false, then please ring Radio Biafra and let me know. The lines will soon open. Not yet. But when it does, phone and tell me how wrong you think we are. I know that some of you may be listening with your foreign partners or wife or husband. It's understandable. Tell them it is the truth. Because if you tell yourself the truth, you change. As simple as that. U.S. intelligence and security experts sent in to help Nigeria at the peak of the global outcry on the abduction of over 200 Chibok girls by Boko Haram mid last year have left the country without any significant success in their targeted mission. The White House had held consultations with some leaders of the Bring Back Our Girls movement late last year on the terrorist kidnap of the schoolgirls and U.S. government's inability to offer significant help. While the leading U.S. newspaper New York Times ran a front page story on New Year's Day reporting that many of the U.S. security officials have now left the zoo, The Guardian can also reveal that a meeting was held late last year in the White House between one of the major leaders of the Bring Back Our Girls movement based in Nigeria and a senior White House official, Mr. John Podesta, President Barack Obama's counselor, according to the New York Times report. Soon after the Islamist group Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 teenage girls in Nigeria in April, the United States sent surveillance drones and about 30 intelligence and security experts to help the Nigerian military to try and rescue them, adding that 7 months later, many of those advisors have returned to the U.S. They could not find any girls. They know that, you know, that Nigeria is the capital of fraud of 419. So people can lie with anything to get sympathy and money. Anything is possible. It's a land brimming with criminals and criminality. Nigeria is one almighty fraud. The people in it are fraudsters. The country itself is an example of is one almighty criminal edifice. That's what it is. Who knows what they will come up with later this year? This is Chibok. Maybe Chibok fathers this year will be Chibok. This one is in Sambisa Forest. This one will be in Sahara Desert. America will get more drones. If they don't have anything to do with their time, they should concentrate on trying to rebuild the American economy because the world needs it. The convener of the Save Nigeria Group, SNG, Pastor Tunde Bakare, has called for the postponement of the 2015 general election by 6 months to the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC. He is asking them to review the election timetable as well as the imminent disenfranchisement of Nigerians following the inability to distribute the permanent voter cards. He spoke in Lagos yesterday in his State of the Nation's address. Is he the president? Jesus Christ. Hey, black people, these people, they torment me with their ignorance, honestly speaking. You know, in America, they have the State of the Union address, usually presented by the president. So this Yoruba man, you know, State of the Union address, it sounds sweet, and of course, is what Obama does. So why don't we do it? He forgot that the State of the Union address is meant for only the president. But this wretched, God. Hey, black people, he called his own State of the Union address. He is not a governor. He's not the president. He's not even the Speaker of the House, nor the Senate President, but he wants to have what is called State of the Nation Address. Hey, God, God, why did you make me a black person from Africa? This level of ignorance is astonishing. Hi. Anyway, this man, he gave what he called the State of the Nation Address with the theme, The Gathering Storm and Avoidable Shipwreck. That is the only way I agree with him. I've been telling people before, but they won't listen. You know, and the storm is gathering. The zoo will break up as Somalia did. You know, in Somalia, every family has a checkpoint with AK-47. They have chewing stick with AK-47. And Somalia can never be the same again. Why? Because Mohamed Siad Barre and his followers and some idiots are behaving exactly how the monkeys and the baboons in the Zoological Republic is behaving today. Exactly the same way. There is no difference. No difference whatsoever. No difference, I say. We continue. Over 100 persons displaced in renewed plateau crisis. The chairman of Mangulo government area of Plateau State. Now, we have done this before. It is about the same news. We said we cannot present it twice. Gunmen have now killed the district head in Kaduna. Terrorists on Friday night attacked and killed the district head of Zangang in Atakad, chiefdom area of Kaura, local government area of Kaduna State. Mr. Johanna Daniel Shinkut, the district head of Fadan Atakad of the same chiefdom, Mr. Silas B. Kanwai, told a newspaper on phone that the killers of the traditional ruler laid an ambush on him while he was on his way to his palace. He said the district head was on his way home in his car when the attackers ambushed him, shot his tire first, then shot at the tank, and then the car stopped moving. They then moved closer to him and shot him in the chest at close range. The gunmen also exchanged gunfire with the policemen who had gone to convey the remains of the late district head. This is happening in the zoo. Every blessed day, people are dying, people are being shot, people are being bombed. And the Nigeria Labour Congress is saying that the zoo will not disintegrate. Why will it not disintegrate? There was no Nigeria until Flora Shaw came. Flora is a British girl, hopping from one colonial post to another, looking for white men to give her money and to be her lover. Before Flora Shaw came, I'm asking all you Nigerians, was there any Nigeria 100 years ago? The answer is no. How can a country be less than 100 years old and you say you're a nation? There are some people in my village older than Nigeria. And you say you're I'm a proud Nigerian. No, this man is 117 years old. He was alive when the zoo came. How can he be a Nigerian? He's older than the country. So how is that possible? Just explain, how is that possible? Oh, my God in heaven. I don't know. Shamblings and shambolic. These are the words that they have now used to describe the coming electoral exercise because of the mess that I have put people in. There's something called permanent voter cards. I don't know what is permanent and what is temporary, which represents a very significant aspect of the zoo's electoral process. They have not been distributed. There is no way any credible elections can hold unless, of course, they have written all the results. We are now telling Obama, if you want the result of Okigwe Senatorial District, we can give it to you. They have written it in Abuja. They're just waiting to announce it. That's all. They are just waiting to announce it. That is what they do. We must continue. As crude oil price continues its descent, it means crude oil price is falling. The price of crude oil, the only product or commodity that the zoo called Nigeria sells to make money, is on the decline. It's on the decline. Strong indications have emerged that the workers in both private and public sectors are faced with mass retrenchment. Jonathan have now considered in a secret memo that federal government workers will be laid off. Even private companies can no longer pay their workers because money is no longer coming in. If you were sending £200 before every month through MoneyGram or Western Union, you are about to increase it now to nearly 500 a month. So even the British economy will be able to feel the impact, and all Western economies as well, because all of you will see, now need to send more money home, because your brothers and your sisters, your uncles and your aunts, they will be out of work very, very soon. Things are about to get worse. 2015 is the year. Oh, amen, Gwangwe Me Rodhachi. If you hurry up and give us guns and bullets, we save a lot of lives. If you don't, we'll be looking at you, you'll be looking at us, and then we'll see what happens. Stakeholders in both sectors who spoke to a national daily on Friday painted a gloomy picture of the economy, as we've been telling you since. Before they started to paint a gloomy picture, we have been reporting it on Radio Biafra. Of course, they listen to us, and then they go and publish whatever nonsense they want to publish. When I say people listen to us, I mean reasonable people looking for relevance. Nonsense. Let us unite. Unite with who? Unite with who? You're in your house sleeping one day. Hey, can we unite? Because you want a position. Go back and start from the back where others started from. The Aran and the Yoshi. They listen to us. We've been telling you that the economy is in decline. You didn't listen. But now Yorubas are complaining. Maybe you can listen to them, because after all, you go to their churches. Some of you went to Yoruba churches today. Or yesterday if you're in the Far East. Oil prices have been in steep decline since June 2014 as a result of slow demand and the United States oil boom, which has increased supply. The global oil benchmark Brent, against which is now trading at only 58. They're even doing well, $58. At least they are selling it for something. Jonathan can still have enough money to give to his friends and keep his wheel of corruption going. Jonathan, he loves corruption, that man. He doesn't speak, but he's a very sweet, corrupt president. Very, very corrupt, he is. That man. We don't want rice and clothes, we want our homes. Internally displaced persons seeking refuge in Abuja have called on the government to do everything it could to bring back peace to the northeast so that they will all return to the land of their birth. But it's too late now. Sharia has come. Boko Haram has come. People that were displaced by Taliban, they still haven't come back after nearly 15 years. People displaced by Al-Qaeda, they still haven't gone back home. ISIS have now come. There is no homecoming for those Christians in Syria. How about Boko Haram? The same people, the same ideology, the same thinking, the same philosophy. There is no more home for you. Things will never be the same. The devil has indeed come into the zoo. Life have now changed irrevocably. They don't want rice. They want to go home to their country of their birth. Do you know there are Biafrans who are in French-speaking countries across West Africa with no chance of coming home? Some of them are in Gabon. Some are in Cape Verde. Some are even in Ivory Coast. No chance of ever returning to Biafra land. But they were born Biafrans. They were airlifted when Owerri fell. Most of them. Where are they today? The same thing now happening to Hausa Fulani happened to us. They will never go back to where they come from again. Never. The same way our own flesh and blood is languishing in Côte d'Ivoire, is languishing in Cape Verde. We are languishing in Gabon. Languishing, finished. Never to come back. Our Hanese never asked after them. Only us did. We did that, I think, about a year and a half ago. Nobody is asking after their brothers that left Owerri, airlifted en masse from Olu to French-speaking West African countries. Most of them did not come back. Where are they? Anyway, we are doing buying and selling in a Reputa Cement, Zulu Ntuli, Reputa Ntuli, Zulu Zinc. Buying and selling. When there is nothing to sell, you sell your child. When there is no child to sell, you look for pregnant girl to buy off her. They are now doing bidding war. If you say pregnant, come, I'll give you 200,000. Others will bid 300,000 before the child is born. Buying and selling. When there is nothing to buy, you sell all that is close to you. Suspected Boko Haram militants have seized a military base outside Baga near Lake Chad after engaging the troops in a fierce battle that lasted several hours, witnesses said on Sunday, which is today. There, the militants overwhelmed the troops and forced them to abandon the base, which the gunmen took over. They said, we are winning the... Where is Oluko Lade, Yoruba man? Talking jazz all the time. Rubbish. I thought you said they're winning the war. That the MA of Ugumbi has gone back to his palace. That you're now winning the war. You've been sacked from a military barracks. The only reason why there is no Biafra today is because I don't have guns. I don't have bullets. If I had guns and bullets, I will not be here. I will be in Biafra land leading the march myself. And Biafra will come. And then you will know there is God. Not the nonsense you go, not the idol and pictures you worship. Not the nonsensical, idiotic fools that you kneel before Yoruba pastors. We will show you who Chukwu Abiyama is. Their military camps are being sacked. Bomb blast kills two in Adamawa. Every day people are dying. Every blessed day. They're dying all over the place. Maybe it will come to your village soon. I have the pictures of people who are fleeing. And they also, that Ohaneze, as usual, they have covered themselves in disgrace. As only Ohaneze can. In proper disgrace. They are campaigning for the very corrupt Jonathan. The APC has lauded the decision of Ohaneze Ndiwo because, you know, it's Ohaneze and anybody can come and dip their hand in. For rejecting the motion to endorse President Jonathan as the candidate of Ndiwo in 2015 presidential election, the position of the party was contained in a statement by the spokesperson of APC in the Southeast, Mr. Osito Okechukwu. According to him, those who rejected the motion to endorse Jonathan raised by PDP chairman, or PDP chieftain, Chief Emmanuel Iwanyanwu, at the Imobi Inner Caucus meeting of Ohaneze Ndiwo on Saturday through Iwo Petros. They call it Imobi Inner Caucus, but before the meeting finished, the result has been released to media. Typically Iwo people. Typical. How much are you getting? That is all they're interested in. People driven by peanuts. No wonder they are wretched. There are oil wells in Okwa stolen. Oil wells in Ohaji, in Ebema, in Uguta, everywhere. Uguta divided, part of Uguta in Delta, part of Uguta in Rivers. Other Uguta in Imo State, they cannot say a word, they cannot speak, because they lack every moral fiber to do so. This is Radio Biafra. That concludes our news presentation this evening. Our news headlines, followed by our, of course, compelling news summary. Our lines are now open. If you have anything to say, if you have the willpower, if you have the strength to say something, you must say it. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Our lines are now open. Once again, +442. I don't know, people are calling. They call us even when we don't want them to call. Talk less of when we say our lines are open. Of course, they're calling. And we must take their calls, of course. We should take their calls. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name, please, and where you are.
M.I. Okara for calling from Owerri.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
My director, thank you for the good job for Biafra. We are very grateful for the good job.
Thank you.
My director, I will be the happiest man. I will be the happiest man to celebrate 2015. Christmas 2015 in the name of Biafra.
Yes.
Are you hearing me?
I'm hearing you. Of course I am. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, my director, once again I want to say that since the Boko Haram has taken over Maiduguri, Taraba, Adamawa and so on, thousands of them have come back to East here.
Have they?
Honestly, Port Harcourt, Owerri here, Enugu, everywhere is full of all these rubbish Hausa people. All these people, every corner of this eastern land is full of Hausa people. And their soldiers are terrorizing our people, mostly Eche. If you come to Eche side now, soldiers have mounted roadblocks everywhere, collecting money from people. I'm telling you the reality, the fact.
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
So my director, I made it clear last time that we need arms here to face them before they can come to us. Most of the time when I demand arms, some people will be asking me whether I need them to bring the arms to me here. Boys are very, very ready because we have seen all these brothers who are coming from Malaysia, Ethiopia, all these places. not many of them have not come home more than 30 years ago. They don't know the stress we are facing here in the Igbo land. I'm telling you the fact. So that's my own contribution. Thank you very much, my director.
Thank you very much. I have never had any need nor reason to doubt the determination of those of you who are at home. And I'll be joining you people very, very shortly, of course. I'm sure all of you know that, because this work has to continue. I just don't say things, I do them. I get them done. I don't say things, I get them done. The fact that we have not appeared yet on maybe, I don't know what, CNN or BBC, doesn't mean we're not doing anything. We're doing something. But it is inferiority complex that is keeping some of you from understanding what we're doing here. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Yes, director. Good evening, sir.
You're not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me either. This is Radio Biafra. When you call Radio Biafra, please turn your system off. Turn it off. Completely off. I don't like people listening to their own voice. I don't like it. We can go back later and listen to it. The caller on the line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the phone. Oh my, this, I don't understand these people. I don't understand them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Everybody has the same problem. Everybody. I don't know where this narcissism comes from in our people. Why do you want to hear your own voice? Why? But can't you hear yourself when you're talking? If I pick your call and I tell you that you're live to the world, the whole world is hearing your voice. Can you just explain to me what are you going to gain by hearing your voice talking and also from the system? Oh, these people. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, please go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Maurice Memo Bonna.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Berlin, Germany.
From Berlin in Germany, please go ahead. Are you part of the family in Berlin? Are you part of us?
That is why I called. The problem we are having here, that we don't have any family here in Berlin.
Why is that?
I have to tell you the
truth. Why is that? Why is that? Or too much sausage? What is happening in Berlin that there will no be
Berlin is somehow.
What made it somehow? I heard some people are marrying 80-year-old women. Is that the problem?
Is the problem? And there's a lot of things. Maybe I'll call the person now to tell you what is going on with Berlin. Maybe I'll call it personally.
Is it so sensitive that you cannot tell us on the air what is happening in Berlin? What is the problem in Berlin?
I've talked to Düsseldorf. He knows. I've discussed with him. He knows the problem with Berlin. No?
Yes, but are you people, if there is a problem, are you people looking to solve it? This problem in Berlin, are you looking to solve it?
But I've told him the problem in Berlin. I myself, I don't have the zeal to coordinate. If I have the zeal to coordinate, I will. But I don't have it.
So are you telling me that you have never gone to, of course, I respect that. I'm not going to dispute that. It's quite rare to see, a Biafran say that he's reluctant to coordinate. Is it because you're waiting for somebody else to start coordinating and then Ottawa to Batazia and say you want to do it?
Director, well, during the time you are in Enugu, I spent €400. For the Sonotap.
No, I'm not disputing your devotion to your country. I'm not doubting that. Yep. Is your ability to serve. Service is different. You can just sit back and contribute. How about serving? What stops you from serving? Is it that you cannot coordinate, or is it work or whatever? What is it?
The director, I have to tell you the truth. I don't have the charisma of a leader. I don't have that charisma of a leader.
I don't believe so, that some of you are this nice. You're trying to make me restore my hope in some people. Yes. Are you sure? Where do you come from?
I'm coming from out on this world. You need that a lot.
Where were you born? Were you born where were you born? In Canada?
I'm a hardened Biafra more than you.
My goodness me. You don't sound like somebody who is a typically greedy person.
I'm not.
My goodness me. I'm humbled by what you're saying. I'm very, very humbled.
No, I'm a hardcore Biafra more than you.
That is very good. I'm happy to hear that. Very, very happy to hear that.
I'm a hardcore Biafra. If you go to Berlin, what they call me is Biafra, Biafra.
My goodness, that's very good. To hear somebody say that I cannot do something because I'm humbled by what you have just said. I'm touched. I wish you can do it, but if you say you can't do it, it's understandable. But I wish you can, honestly speaking. I wish you can because you're very humble. I like that.
Okay, Chichi, say hello. Say hello to director. Come. come and say hello to director. Okay, he's my daughter. He's running away.
He's understanding. I appreciate it.
Where do you come from? Biafra.
Fantastic. I love that. I love that. Thank you very much, my dear. I understand what you're saying, but continue to spread the gospel. Maybe you should go and find somebody who coordinates us. If you see somebody you think that can do it, nominate the person and say, I nominate this person to coordinate Berlin.
I'm searching for. I will do that. And another thing, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
And I want to call the U.S. This thing to give me, to send me how to pay the 100 euro. Up to today, nobody have sent anything to my this inbox.
Have you called the number? Have you called it?
I've called this man in US. What is his name?
COC.
COC.
Okay. What I need you to do is you can do this via Skype. Via PayPal. Is that not correct? Can you do PayPal?
Okay. Okay.
Go and send your donation via peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. peopleofbiafra@gmail.com. Use that email address. Go to PayPal and use it to make your contribution. That should make life easier for us.
Okay, but sir, I would like to tell you that please tell Tony to call me because the number he gave to me, I've been calling that number. Tony is not picking that number.
You mean Tony Zrumike, our national coordinator in Germany? Is that what you're saying?
Tony Zrumike is not picking that number.
Okay then. What I need you to do is who else is there? There is our sister is there, our deputy national. In fact, keep listening. I'm sure somebody will call us from Germany to clarify this whole thing and give us another contact number as well. Keep listening.
I've been listening to Radio Biafra in 2009.
My goodness. Amazing. Amazing.
That's why I tell you I'm more Biafra more than you.
I agree. Now I agree completely. I do.
I swear to you, I'm more Biafra more than you. You're not more radical more than me.
That is very good. I'm happy to hear that. When I see people who are more than myself, I bow and I acknowledge. If you've been listening to us since 2009, probably you are.
I'm a secret donor. I've donated 400 euro to the Sonotaph there.
That's very good. I'm happy to hear that. I'm happy to hear. And you must keep supporting this very effort. That is why today the whole world can hear your voice. That is why today people back home on CHK 97.6 can also hear your voice. Because we are making strides forward all the time.
That is where I worship, sir.
Wonderful. I'm the Chukwu Abiama. Keep you and your wonderful family. Thank you very much.
We are the Chukwu Abiama. The Chukwu Abiama is always blessed. Chukwu Abiama, God bless you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. I love it when people are more hardcore than myself. I love it. I thought we had a caller on the line. People cannot stay faithful for long for understandable reasons because we want to teach them to be resolute. We want to teach them to be determined, but for some reason, they don't quite get it. Let's go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening, please. Your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Felix Onyahalachi Azubike. I'm calling from Italy.
Which part of Italy is that, please?
I'm calling from Lazio.
From Lazio? Is it near... Oh, no, Lazio. I think we took an express road. It's after Roma or something like that. I don't know. But yeah.
Yeah, it's within Roma. It's all in Roma region.
Exactly. See? Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I just want to commend your good work. You know, for a long time, maybe for over 6 months now, I've been listening to Radio Biafra, and I love all the activities and all how everything is going. And I must commend you for the good work.
Thank you.
I say may Almighty Chukwuebiama keep you and strengthen you to end this mission in perfect way.
Thank you very much.
I just want to call. This is my first time of calling, and there is something we are about like three people here, but we don't really have a place where we can belong to, where we can register to the family. So we were just like suggesting if we can start off something on our own.
Yes, that is the simple answer to that. Yes, three of you should meet. All of you should pray. You know, before the Pope comes out, everybody is in prayer to say, Chukwuebiama, give us who will be the Pope. Three of you should go into prayer with chaplet and Bible and keep praying until you have Holy Spirit minister to you. One of you will emerge as the coordinator of Lazio, but you must be placed under oath. Very, very important.
Okay. Okay, so what do you advise we should do at this point?
Our national in Italy is a very good man and a very formidable Biafran. Michael Iranya is strong and is part of us. Michael Iranya will make his number available. You will keep on listening right now because somebody is going to call us back from Italy. Michael Iranya's number I will announce here as well. I'm asking the COC or the head of the Directorate of State to give me Michael Iranya's number immediately. I will give it to you. If you keep listening, you copy it down, you contact him immediately. He's a very good man, and Italy is very strong because of the work that Michael Iranya has done in the past and will continue to do in the future.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you very, very much. People are listening. They are coming out in Berlin and also in Lazio in Italy. Everywhere, Rebellion or Warsaw, there are Biafrans genuine hardcore, even more hardcore than myself. I love that. I love that to be able to lead a bunch of people who are even more determined than I am. It will be a very massive honor and pleasure. One day, somewhere, that will happen. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, is that?
Yes, please go ahead. What's your name?
Okay, Longinus Samada, I'm calling from Germany, Munich.
From Munich, please go ahead, yes, go ahead.
Okay, yeah. Director, I'm calling just because I wanted my brothers back home to listen to our FM, and they reported they couldn't get it, that there's no sound coming.
We are a day, Kebehano, this is your brother.
In Abombise. Yes.
And they cannot get it on 97.6?
Yes. As I also told them 97.5, 97.6, they can't get anything.
Okay, then what we are going to do is that we are going to use between now and Thursday to do test monitoring to see precisely the limits of what our nearest station to them can do. But I know that work is going on all places at the same time. And before the 18th of this very month, our whole land should be saturated and covered by then.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Thank you and God bless you. Thank you. We are waiting. I need confirmation. I need the number for our national in Italy, our national coordinator, Michael Iranya. I need his number ASAP because our brothers in Lazio, they need it. I need them to contact him as quickly as possible. I have a caller on the line, on the phone to be precise. Can you hear me? If you can, your name and where you are. This is where you are from. Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello, I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
And what is your name?
My name is Maruka Ifani.
And
from
where,
Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar. Where do you come from in Biafra land? Where is your village? Hello? He has gone. Am I anywhere? They said in my father's house there are many mansions. Mandi said Mandi Ahunezuho. What can you do? You're not going to throw them away, are you? Hey, Nchamunka. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me? Turn your system down. Can you hear me? No, they cannot. These are first-time callers. They are trying their best to see if they can belong. That is not what we are here for, please. If you know what to do, you do it. If the right thing is for you to speak, then you try and speak. Some of you will call to... I don't know. I wouldn't want to think that some of you... That there are those of you with Hausa blood capable of calling Radio Biafra. I doubt it. I doubt it very, very much. I doubt it very much. Oh, my goodness. This is too many people calling at the same time. It just floods in at the same time. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, but okay, I can hear you. Good evening.
Good evening. Please give us your name and where you are, if you may.
You sure?
Give us, go ahead, please, your name and where you are. Your system, I can hear it. Please turn your system down. I believe that our European rep is on the line. Is that correct, Chike Doziem? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Please
I'm
go
on
ahead.
The line.
Yes, go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
I just wanted to give the telephone contact of our national coordinator in Italy.
Yes, please, go ahead.
The number is +39 351 0308 593. I take it again.
Yes.
+39
Yes.
351 0308 593.
593, this is the number for our national in Italy, Michael Irania, for our people in Lazio to contact him. The number is 0351 0308 593. Is that correct?
That is correct. And I have an alternative in case the first one doesn't, he didn't pick it. He has two numbers anyway.
Yeah, give us the other one, please.
The second one is +39
Yes.
340
340, yes.
774
Yes.
1563
Again, please.
+39 340 774 1563
Wonderful, wonderful. That is great. Wonderful. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you and God bless you. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. There are too many calls coming in. People must try and bear with us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening.
Good evening. Please turn your system down. Turn it down very, very quickly if you can because it's interfering. I can hear myself on the background. Please turn it down and speak to us. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, is that clear now?
I'm still hearing a sound at the background, but please go ahead.
Okay, my name is Patrick Edelogo. I'm a spokesman of Indigenous People of Biafra Fundraise in Germany.
Yes.
I would like to address the brother who just called from Berlin. If he is still listening, I will give him the telephone number of the coordinator in Berlin.
Yes, go ahead. He's listening. Go ahead.
And the telephone number is 0152 1848 6412. I repeat, 0152 1848 6412. And his name is Augustine Agboboa or Agabual, Agabel. And if he don't get him online, then he can try me and try to reach me up.
Exactly. What is your number?
My home
give him your number. Go ahead.
My home telephone number is 01-52-11-622-549. I am the coordinator of Mannheim. I have been working with the coordinator in Berlin for a long time, and he has been trying to raise all of them up. I can't see the reason why he will come on the air and say that there is nobody coordinating in Berlin. I have put it on the air for a couple of times that everybody who has a relative in Berlin should contact his relative in Berlin and tell him to join the Biafran movement in Berlin, the family. No one come up. I'm working with this coordinator from time to time. There it is only two people working, coming out in Berlin, and they don't raise any fund up to us here. But there is no much people coming there. So I'm happy to see there is a brother who just spoken from now in Berlin. I'm looking forward to hear from him, or he contact the coordinator there in Berlin. Not the national coordinator has nothing to do with him. But I think he can also try him. But Tony is working very hard. There's a lot of work for him if he did not reach up. So I think by not getting contact with the Berlin coordinator, then he can try to reach more. I can tell him what to do in Berlin. Thank you, Director. God bless you. God be with you, brother.
Thank you very much. People are calling us too much. Please, if I pick your call, stay where you are. I am going to, I believe our sister is on the line. He's on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well, Director.
Please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are, if you may.
Yes, my name is Ifeoma Linda Chemoba. I'm calling from Malmo, Sweden.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. And Obioma, stay where you are. And I'm also expecting Agunobi as well. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm the National Secretary of Biafran in Sweden.
Thank you.
I want to talk about what happened today in Denmark, because we, the Biafran in Sweden, some of us from Malmo city here, we visited Denmark, the Biafran in Denmark.
So you people, hold on, you people went for a rescue mission. You went to go and rescue Denmark from the clutches of darkness, I presume. Please go ahead.
Something like that. So, because there is one of our brother who was living in Denmark before, and he has paid his defense fund. We need defense fund to defend our country. So, because he relocated to Sweden, and he has been calling these people in Denmark to refund him his money back, but I don't think they really plan to do that before. Until today, when some of us visited them today in Denmark, and they are no more part of IPOB anymore in Denmark. They were holding a meeting there today. We met them in the same meeting today, putting the Biafra flag there, but they were just dancing the music according to the drum from what is this village? Ijabogene and then Olagu village. That is the type of music they are dancing there. So, and when we got there, we were discussing about the defense fund, the refund of that money. They didn't plan to do that. They even called police for this boy, because the boy does not have any paper. They called the Danish police there. At the same time, the information that they gave to these police people, we don't know, and the police people disappeared. Maybe they told them, oh, we didn't see these people again, the person that we were calling you for. I don't know what they discussed with the police, and the police disappeared again. And we were there, but at last they refunded that money, because we didn't plan to move out if they did not bring out that money. The money was finally refunded back to our member here in Sweden. And we were there, we saw other members of all of them. They are doing truth one, truth two. We are all videoing, recording so many things. There's no difference between them and these saboteurs. We saw everything there. So, and some other hardcore Biafrans that were living in Denmark, they are all living in Denmark. They entered there, and they were all talking also, shouting about their own defense fund. They are holding a lot of people's defense fund there in Denmark. Please, and if you are living in Denmark and you want to communicate to Agunobi, please, you have to contact Agunobi. If you go to Biafrans in Sweden, you look at, see him on the Facebook there. Add him. He will put you through. Those people came, they arrived late there. But what they are doing there, we do not understand. They don't even plan to refund anybody's money. It's because of the way, the method and technique that we came with that made them to refund this money back. Their intention was to call the Danish police to intimidate this boy because he does not have any paper.
Thank you, my dear sister, for what you've just told us. This is the thing about Igbo people I don't understand. When I castigate Igbo people, my brother, Barrister Mamezu, will get very, very irritated or agitated by it. But this is exactly what they did at Enugu. They stole my car. They stole my properties. When I went to go and get my car, they called Nigerian police. And these are Biafrans. They were looking for me across Enugu with Nigerian police. So the same people from the same village, these are Chineke Kulichonjo Enugu State. The same people, they have done the same thing in Denmark. They called Danish police and they called themselves Biafrans. The reason why we lament and say this is because if these people come home and something happens to them, nobody should blame us. These are the people who claim the same thing they did to Ojukwu in 67 is what they're doing now. Running away with our money. Running away with the money meant to buy guns and bullets to defend Biafra land. When people went back to them to say that you are no longer part of IPOB, we need the funds back, they called Danish police. These are the idiots that tomorrow they will say, call for unity meeting. That is why Onyo Awolana Pomoku, unity Chineke Onyo Walk. These are the type of irresponsible people without any morals. There is no morals whatsoever. If it's Nigerian police, they go to bed with them. Anything that... But I don't know this type of... I don't know what brought them close to us. What people did today must be repeated everywhere. In Barcelona, Spain. In China. In parts of Norway. And in Denmark, Finland, all the funds will be refunded. What will come out of it? We are saying it now that the world will understand. We need these funds to buy our guns and our bullets to defend our land. We cannot have the same types of people from Ifajuna's blood and family in Barcelona, Spain, in China, in Norway, and in Denmark to steal money belonging to Biafrans. We will not allow that to happen. It will not happen. We are telling, if you know any of these criminals, if you know Nonso Ejirika in Barcelona, Spain, if you know Tochukwu Onunkwo in China, if you know the other, I don't know what the idiot's name is in Denmark, go and tell them. What's his name?
Ifanya Adibe.
People, go and tell them to refund. We are here now asking for money to buy our weapons. People have given them money for these weapons. Exactly. Go ahead.
The one who called police for them was Udogo Nwanyinya.
Udogo Nwanyinya called police for a fellow Biafran asking for his money.
Yes.
Other
people were there because the boys, we have hardcore Biafrans in Denmark. But these people are just pulling them, making them not to have hope at all in anything IPOB under Radio Biafra. But they don't give up because I like the spirit I saw in them tonight. And, we asked them, I do not be asked them, why is it that you don't want to refund this money to other people? They said that, for example, that one of them called Radio Biafra to report them about what, because they are still holding their money. Why should he call Radio Biafra to report them that they are still holding them? Because the boy said, because the money that he has paid for is no more channeled towards where they planned before. You know, the money is no more channeled towards IPOB. The money is moving to another different direction. So he wants his money back. And that is why he needed. And that boy, they have not given him because. And their only reason is that they don't know that the boy was supposed to be here today. So therefore, we are not supposed to give him. We are not prepared to give it to him. Another person who is part of them is Kingsley. I didn't get his son name again.
So these are the people from Enugu State. Exactly why Enugu fell so easily. All of them are from Enugu State. I don't know why that is the case. I can't, somebody needs to explain this to me. I don't quite understand these people. I don't understand them. The same way Nzogu was betrayed at Onsoka, the same nonsense that play now, not under my watch, will not happen.
We are saying it publicly. If you know these vagabonds and animals, you go and please try and speak to them. Speak to them. This same nonsense that happened in 67 cannot happen under my watch. We are saying it now. Go and tell these idiots. Tell them to refund the money belonging to Biafrans. Nobody will steal. Our people are dying every blessed day. Being blown to bits. Sabongeri. Our shops being burned. Workers not being paid. People are hungry, picking food from dustbin. And these idiots in Barcelona, in China, and in Denmark think they can make money off the sweat of Biafrans. Where they got to call police for a fellow Biafran? My God. Anyway, we shall see. Thank you very much, my dear sister. And we thank all of you for what you have done. We are going to intensify our effort. We'll hound them out wherever they are. This is only the beginning. All of them will pay very dearly. All of them, bar none. This year is 2015. People should not despair. We will march very soon. And then they will know. Nobody should call me. Unubayara is a prince. Tell them now that that devil should leave them. They should go and drop our funds where they are. Anyway, thank you very much, my sister. Thank you for that. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director. Can you hear?
I can hear you. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, Director. This is Lambert Echelobi from Canada. I've been listening to your station. I've been listening to Biafra radio station for the past 3 weeks. I've been on holidays. I was part of Biafra community here in Toronto, Canada, a while ago when I first came to Canada. But for some reason, the group died away because we had a lot of decision among us. So I'm kind of wondering, do we still have any Biafran organization here in Toronto, you know, that I can actually go back and restart what we started before?
Yes, we have a family in Canada, of which George is our leader in Canada. We have a family in Canada. Is this number ending in 521 your number? Is this your number ending in 521?
Yes. Is it George Chukwu?
I don't have the surname with me. I don't have it readily with me, but I know him as George. George is a regular caller from Canada. He is our coordinator in Canada and very, very strong at that as well. A very strong Biafran. What I want to confirm from you, is your number ending with 1521? Is that your number?
That's correct.
I'm going to send this number. Yes, Lambert. I'm going to send this number now to our COC who is listening, who is in America and is going to call you immediately. Because I know that our America rep may be indisposed. But I'll give this number to our CEO and he will contact you. We have a family in Canada already. You can help make them very, very strong. I was in Toronto, was it last year or 2 years ago? I can't quite remember anymore. But yes, we are in Canada.
Okay.
And you can be part of us in Canada as well. Okay?
Yeah, I used to be part of it, but there is a division among us here. There's a lot of Igbo organization. Honestly speaking, they are all divided. That's why I kind of I got turned away because of all those division among us. We can't speak one voice.
They are Igbo. They will be divided always because Satan is in them. That is in their nature. That is a question of Hanima. What do you expect? They will always divide. Wherever you have Igbo people, they will divide. Whatever is happening, some idiot will break away from somewhere saying, "Okay, call my own."
Okay, Director. Thank you a lot, and then go on with your work. It's only Lord that will reward you. I'm really, really glad that you are able to do this. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. People are coming up from everywhere. When men hear the truth, they will. Of course, it's very straightforward. Ndekan is woshi. I don't know any group people as criminals. I don't know where these vagabonds come from. Anyone there in Awasat Rumi has, they were coming in. You know, as Nsoka fell, Awasat pregnanted many idiots there. They gave birth to rubbish. Gave them Igbo names. Enugu, the same thing all over the place. But I thank God that there are genuine, hardcore Enugu people who are with us. Genuine, hardcore. If not, Akama Abuhon, telling you. Because this nonsense is too much. The same thing all the time. The same manner of vagabonds every minute, every second. The same idiots all the time. Very dirty, filthy people. Because you are born into poverty doesn't have to make you a criminal. You did not come to Europe to come and steal Biafra funds to be rich. Go and look for what people do.
If you want to work hard, you work hard. Stop bringing bad name to Enugu people. The Enugu people are good people. If they are not good, Chukwu Abiama will not have blessed Enugu and made it very holy as it is. They are not Enugu people anywhere. These are people fathered by Awo. These are Awosa people born inside Enugu. They are not Enugu people. Enugu people, they gave us pyramid. The holiest land in the whole world is Enugu itself. The exact replica of Jerusalem. I said it is the exact replica of Jerusalem with 12 entrances. If you know, if you don't know, we tell you. Enugu is holy. And we want it to remain so. All these people were born of Awosa men, Awosa army when they were coming into our land. Your days are numbered. Stop stealing. Stop stealing. Some of you find it very difficult to work hard because your fathers don't go to work. And the Awosa Turimunu don't go to work. They are scavenging, waiting for petrol money to come from Biafra land, crude oil money, so they can get them allocation. You want to come and steal, as your fathers are busy stealing our oil, you want to come and steal our defense. The answer Igbo names, you think they are normal, but of course they are not. Obioma, can you hear me? Are you still on the phone?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please go ahead.
All right. Good evening, Director. Good evening to all Biafrans and lovers of freedom. This Obioma may be calling from Sweden. Yeah, I don't have much to say again, as my sister Ifomala reported about what happened in Denmark. Yeah, it's not all about Denmark because this their spokesperson and their ringleader has been in person of Lutachukwu in Norway, has been bragging about how we shouldn't dare to liberate any of them in Denmark. They know fully well that this humble brother that paid his defense fund because of his love for his own country, Biafra, paid through everything he had to make sure that he added his own values to what we are doing. Yet, this selected individual, just few of them, wanted to make away with this brother's fund. And thank God for the liberation they got today. Even though they are used to calling police, but even the Danish police couldn't do anything about it. And I'm just using this means as well to now call on all Biafrans in the Scandinavia, as they're claiming, be it Finland, Norway, Denmark, Sweden, even Iceland. If you know you've made any payments to any form of payment you've made to these people and you don't, and you feel very well that the monies are not channeled to the appropriate quarters, kindly just reach out. Then at the due time, we will go for this refund. They had a plan of like handling over this brother to the authorities today, so that immediately they threatened him with immigration issues. Then he will be handed over to police and he will face deportation. But they met their Waterloo anyway. So I'm just using that means once more to tell every Biafrans, be it documented or not, so far you live in any of these countries in the Scandinavia, don't be scared. We are always here to protect your interests. Just reach out to any one of us and we will take it up from there. It's a shame on them. They've been carrying their names all around saying they are IPOB members, but we know who the IPOB members are when it comes to the Scandinavia. In the other vein, I want to reach out to Mazi Zurumike, Mazi Otuosoro, Mazi Agujebi. I've been expecting them to reach out to me for a while. This is a new week now, so I know you understand what I'm saying as you're listening. Please kindly try and reach out to me. There are some discussions and things which we had some few weeks ago. It's not that we are keeping it on hold, but we reactivated it, and I want your immense answers now. So please, I'm kindly waiting to hearing from you soon, and keep up the good old Director. And shame to all those that want to pull this movement down.
They are mad.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much for giving us the update. Thank you. I believe that our overall head of Director of State is with me. Is that correct? Can you hear
me? Yes, Director.
Me? Yes, please. Can you hear me? Mazi Chen Nasiebu, can you hear me?
Yes, Director. Good evening from Victoria, Spain.
Good evening from here as well. Please go ahead. We are all listening. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening, fellow Biafrans all over the world. Good afternoon and good morning, wherever you may be listening from. My name remains Mr. Uchenna Siebu. I hail from Igitanelsa in Osu, Biafra. Thank you very much, and Director, I must congratulate you for doing this wonderful job for Biafrans.
Thank you.
You see, Director, it's very, very difficult to deal with our people. Sometimes I wonder if this is a curse. Sometimes I do wonder if our people are under a spell. But sometimes I thought otherwise, because you still have some wonderful people all around the place. Like I said, I announced 3 days ago, there is nobody, no matter where you are, if you are holding our defense fund, you will return all of them to the letter. I said to the letter. Today, I congratulate Adam Novi and his entourage that went to Denmark. Mechukwu Abiyama helped Odogwu, I don't know what his name is called, if the police had arrested our brother today. He would have lived to see his Waterloo. Maybe he will not stay alive to explain what happened to him. If you are mad and you call police on a Biafran just because he wants his defense fund returned, I am telling you, for you to call a police to a Biafran just because he wants his defense fund. Anywhere you are, from A to Z, if you are holding our money, you must return all of them, because you collected this money under the platform IPOB worldwide. And no, there is no other person answering IPOB, if not we. You said you don't want to be, you don't want to be part of the struggle anymore. Then give account of your stewardship. That is the only thing that makes you honorable. If you don't give account of your stewardship, you rant all over the place. Every day, Facebook is now, you are just ranting up and down. A time will come, because empty noise, empty drums make the highest noise. Me, you know, Fona, Oguk, Ididejiawala. We are keeping quiet does not mean that we don't know what to do. We are extending an olive branch to you today again, from now to end of January. If you don't return any property of us in your possession, maybe you think, some people will say, don't leave them, we are one. Don't do anything, we are one. The hour has come, this is 2015. I don't want to even dwell on so much on that, but just know, you have on or before the 30th of January to return everything in your possession. Go and join whatever you want to join. We don't care. Do your Biafran thing. We applaud you. Do your thing and leave us alone. We applaud you. But do not do anything that will jeopardize this struggle. The penalty is death. We are not terrorists. We are fighting for our freedom.
Can you hear me? Have we lost? We've lost him. We have lost our head of Directorate of State. The calls are, I don't know, the calls are way too much. Can you hear me? No. The caller on Skype, can you hear me whilst
yes,
I wait to reconnect?
Director, I can hear you.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
Yeah, my name is, anyway, I'll be calling you with the other Skype, but you're not picking. My name is Ikechukwu Ubamadon.
Ikechukwu, too many calls, please. I do apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. I am from Biafra land. I'm living here in Hamburg, Germany.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So, Director, anyway, to start with, I really wish to join, this Biafra of a team here in Hamburg. But what pains me so much is this, that some of our brothers, I'm living here in Hamburg or in Germany, doesn't mean that I'm from Germany. But what pains me that some of our brothers that have paper of Germany, when you come from Spain or from Greece or from Italy, they see you as nothing. They don't see you as human being, you know, because of you they see you as somebody that is not worthy to come here. They will be asking, why didn't you come? So some of these people, they are the people that is, when they see you, they begin to tell you about the alphabet. They cannot tell you, this our brother that coming from all this country to come here to make their living. They can't try to help you, to give you assistance of how to live. Director, that is why. So when I see the faces that is there, it demoralizes my spirit to be there, because there is no encourage of when they see somebody coming from outside to be here. They don't encourage you for anything. They only discourage you. Why are you here? Director, that is one. Number two is this. I am very sure that this country will come, that the Lord has given it to us, because I have traveled for African countries before I be here. I have been to in Abidjan, I have been to Libya, and I discovered that the people that made their ways in Libya and in Abidjan is civilians. It's few men that wake up one day. I can remember what happened in Abidjan with Babu. It's few community that went out and say, man, your time is over. They started it, and the thing came to pass. Now, where is Babu? Babu, it is no more. Look at a place like Libya. Gaddafi is a hitman in Libya, but a few states, small people, a number of people started it. Say, man, your time is over, which is Benghazi. You know, I was there when the thing was happening. They started it, and they believe on it, and now where is Gaddafi? And now they invited France. France came and helped them, and they actualized their dream. So for me personally, I don't think that nobody can hinder this our progress, because since we were born, our father told us we are Biafras, and we believe on that. Both the people born here, they believe that they are Biafras. So even though whoever does win the election or whatever, nobody can stop this our dream. Nobody can stop this our vision, this our Biafra land. Who, even though the late Emir of Sokoto, let him be there, or whoever. Because this thing we are fighting, it is our right. And it's something that we know that it must surely come to pass. Yes, so I want to use this opportunity to plead our students in Nigeria. These people, these are our fellow brothers, they are killing ourselves because of women. It pains me so much. This is high time we have to get prepared. How to fight for our Biafra land, and we are there, killing our brothers. You know, they say that they are court people. But it's sometimes started to think about this. It demoralizes my spirit. It makes me feel bad. Let them stop killing ourselves, and let those be prepared for these Zulu people, these Hausa people. These are the people we have to be preparing for warming, for not for killing ourselves. So, Barrister, my chairman, sir, I'm very happy that I'm speaking to you today, and I believe that this is our dream. Even though Rochas, nobody will stop this our dream, because I strongly believe it will come. Because I don't believe of maybe calling them. If you call them too much, they feel that they are too important. Nobody is important. Because here in Europe, what I believe that demonstration, if people are fighting something, right, they go for demonstrations. The world will hear about them. Go for demonstrations. If the world started to be here, they start becoming a discussion. The UN will come in and be later, and there will be an avenue for having a concrete discussion and an actualization of the fact, you know. So I strongly believe that nobody, whoever that it is, can stop us. But it just believes us what we want, as in, let us not, causing these people, because if you cause them, they think that they are important. Let's focus our strength on what we are fighting for and believe on the right thing, which I know that you are on the right track. So, sir, I'm very happy that this our state is coming to pass very soon, that it is coming to actualization. You know, I started to listen to Israel document. One of the guys, when they were having problem, Israel and Egypt, when they were having problem, now, one of the guys were traveling, they were coming back to go and defend their country. One guy said that, man, I have to go now to defend my country, not tomorrow, because tomorrow may be late. So I'm trying to tell you that we are willing here, wherever we are here, every Biafra, in outside countries, we are willing, personally, me, I'm willing that we will come back and defend our countries at the appointed time. And now we believe is the appointed time. God bless you, sir. I'm very happy, and I believe that our dreams will surely actualize.
He said, thank you very, very much. Thank you. I am glad. I am very, very glad. This is Radio Biafra. Please, the COC must try and reach me through the means that only him understands so that I can give him all the details of our caller from Canada. I have another caller on the line. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly, the director. God please. Bless you.
And you too. This please go ahead.
Yes, calling from New York City, my director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes. Director, I want to commend every caller. I want to commend every caller all around the world. Commend every Biafrans who have been calling. It's a sort of encouragement to us who have been on ground. I really appreciate that. This is why I say, when the just like what my brother, the last caller said, the people who started things does not even have the people who started revolution for their country, who started to move like Eritrea, small nation, Somalia. They don't even have the wealth like Biafrans. Biafrans, when they start, went to war, we were not listening to radio. We always see the Malams. I was also having always radio on their ear. Now, when Biafrans start, we are even listening to satellite. When Radio Biafra started, now we the first bill we pay is our internet bill. Yes. And we are director made us, you made us to be connected. Even news that are not even part of us, we relate and communicate every news. You made us to look into other way into news. You made that you make us to look under our nose into different news around the world. So that is why I say when Biafra starts, nobody can stop us. Then secondly, director, please, I'm pleading. I don't know the views of other Biafrans, because as you always say, Biafra is a republic. Or you like other people's views. This is why you give people time. Please, director, I don't want a situation where I will say, oh my God, and I will look back and say, God, and I will bite my finger and look at the Biafra in garbage, becoming a garbage land. This is why I want you, director, to please don't say you want to resign after you get Biafra, because I wouldn't like to use that word that's been disturbing me. I don't know the views of other Biafrans, because I would not, just saying what is disturbing me. How can you resign after getting Biafra? This is the plan of the same people that are given death to by Hausa Fulani, cut your hands off. Then thirdly, because of Radio Biafra, I don't know the stupid if you know aware of the stupid book at Obasanjo Road. They are all pinpointing themselves. He's accusing Soyinka. We accuse this. He accused another major. The major blasted him. That you did not even fight during the war. What happened to Obasanjo? That you did not fight during the war. You were sleeping with women inside house. I said, look, since after Radio Biafra, they all come out trying to wash themselves clean from all their guilt. You have implanted the heat and the pull of guilt in their heart. And by that, we that are coming with the anger of 67-7 Judicial Council, I believe in your word. I so much believe, director, by the power of God, it will take me nothing than a flight. It will take me nothing. Because if you will be in the war from, what am I doing here? Director, thirdly, the cab driver that carried me is from Gabon. All the world inside is true. The cab driver that carried me here in New York City is from Gabon, the other one is from Cote d'Ivoire. When I say, my brother, where are you from? I say, Biafra. This man, no. Oh, Biafra, it's a shame. Biafra, wherever you are. The rebels are in the forefront of this thing. Itanke, Ijo, Dachan, go outside. Leave your pride and come out and join this movement. If not, you will regret. You will regret it. This is the time for you to fight once and for all and join this movement. These people, that outsiders, director, if outsiders know Biafra more than us, because just like what you said, you spoke my mind. I was about calling to call. But therefore, when you were saying, I said, God, how did you know? Director, a lot of people were enlisted. They know this elderly man in the 60s, 2000 years, they know more of Biafra from Guinea, Cote d'Ivoire, Gabon. They know. So, your director, I am in support. We here in New York City, everybody, whenever you tune in, we are still fully in support. We are also we are also looking and listening attentively to any direction and any instruction that is going to be given by our national coordinator. Pass to our state coordinator and also to us. We are in hierarchy, we listen to hierarchy. We are ready to listen to the command. Thank you, my director. God bless all Biafrans.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you. Always a delight to hear you talk on Radio Biafra all the time, on point, on song, very articulate, very devoted, very, very patriotic. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. Please, we have not announced it. The time now here is getting very close to 9:30 p.m. in the evening of the fourth day of January in the year of our Lord 2015. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. This is a live presentation. How do you know it is live? Because by looking at your time. Your time now should be exactly 9:30 the top of the hour wherever you are. It doesn't matter if it is 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. It doesn't matter what it is. The time now is 9:30. That's how you know we are live.
Hello.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Come closer to your device and speak into the microphone. Don't put me on loudspeaker, please. Can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you, director. Yes, I can hear you, director.
Please go ahead. Your name and where you are. They're not paying attention, are they? I wouldn't expect them to. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, director.
Good evening, good evening. Turn your system down. Turn it down. I say this all the time. I don't know if they think I'm joking or what. Turn your system down, please. You speak to me. Turn it down and speak to me. Your name and where you are.
I turn it down, director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
This is Chinemere John from Port-Gentil, Gabon.
From Gabon. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
By the special grace of God, the National Coordinator in Gabon.
National Coordinator in Gabon. We are everywhere on this earth, for goodness sake, and I love that. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, we held our meeting today, and it was so fantastic.
That is good. I'm happy to hear that, that Gabon is rising. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, even in the meeting today, somebody has volunteered to be to come in the army.
That is good. That is very, very good.
They are saying that we are even late. By the end of the month, we'll be sending our own dues.
That is
good. And we've also planned for the defense fund.
That is very good. Gabon is rising. Yeah. I am very, very happy all over the world. In Canada, people are coming out. In Berlin, even in Germany. In Berlin, of all places. Everywhere you go to. In Lazio, in Italy. People are emerging, people are rising up, and this family is growing exponentially. We only need good people, people who are honest, sincere, and fearful of Chukwu Abiama.
Yeah, that's what I told them today. I read the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 37. I told them that let your yes be your yes, and your no be your no. If you are for Biafra, you come. If you are not for Biafra, then you go.
Simple. Very, very simple. But I believe in
yeah, that's what I told them. I told them we are not here in family meeting. We belong to various family meetings. Like me, I'm from Enugu, Nome in Enugu State. Told them we are not here in family meeting, but we are in Biafra, people, indigenous people of Biafra. They are even more fanatical than me. They said, no, we should start paying our defense fund every day. I tell them, don't worry, we'll all do this. That's and by the special grace of God, in 2 weeks' time, we'll be opening also another zone in the capital.
Wow.
Because I've been in contact with them.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic. I love that. Genuine people who are from Enugu, born of Biafran blood. I wonder how some of them. Look at what they are doing. I am so grateful to all of you there for what you are doing. And Chukwu Abiama will bless each and every one of you in Gabon. All of you there, Chukwu Abiama will bless you one after the other. I am still waiting for our head of Directorate of State. He must finish what he's saying. He must finish what he's saying. Very, very important. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Ndo Gwomo.
Ndo, I know your voice anywhere, any place. I know it's you. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Oslo, from Abuja, Mbano, my state.
Wonderful, wonderful. Ndo, go ahead.
Please, I want to clarify some issues.
Go ahead.
About defense fund in Oslo. Any defense fund placed in my care is safe. All our defense fund from Oslo zone is with me. I told Chike Duzim about that. I told Jirana, and I've told Onimu. So we are same as we were before, and we are paying our monthly dues. We are not doing. So Oslo is not like it.
Yes, but is it only so, Oslo we have in Norway? Did people from other zones in around Norway not pay their defense fund? And who did they pay that to? That is the problem.
But you know, we are paying, every zone is paying their own.
That is correct. So what I want to know, how many zones do we have in Norway? Naturally, how many zones are there in Norway? That's what I want
actually,
to know.
Actually, we have four.
Exactly. So you are in control of Oslo. All the funds.
I'm in control of Oslo.
Exactly. How about the other zones? How about the other places?
As of now, I'm not sure.
Exactly. It is with that the devil worshipper. It's with him, and he must account for them. He must account for them.
We have Oslo, Paragon, Trondheim, and Stavanger. So all what's happening in Oslo, I know about.
Exactly. So we need to get him to account for the rest of, because the funds we are collected under the auspices of IPOB all over the world. And IPOB all over the world is one which I lead. And they must account for every single dime that has been given to them, with which we were meant to use to purchase weapons and ammunition to defend our land. Nobody will go scot-free. Nobody will. We are unhackable. People think is a joke. Is a how munne. There is no munne in this one. People must know this is Radio Biafra. We warn in advance before something happens, and then it happens. There is nothing we have said we are going to do which we have not done. So people must be very, very careful. But Tundu, I welcome your call. I accept what you have said, that the funds for Oslo is intact. But the rest, we must find who has them, and they must account for each and every penny. It's as simple as that.
That's all I have to say, Director.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much. Thank you. I believe that the head of Directorate of State has rejoined me. Is that correct?
Yes, Director.
Please go ahead.
Yes, yeah, sorry about that. The line went off.
It went off, yes. Please go ahead. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, as I was saying earlier, anybody holding our fund, defense fund, you must return them. Apart from Oslo in Norway, Ndokwama informed me initially that the defense fund in Oslo is intact. I congratulate him. Other zones in Norway, we are still waiting for the defense fund. All those ones will be accounted for. Notachukwu Okorie is the national coordinator in Norway when this defense fund was contributed. And Notachukwu Okorie will account for this defense fund for us. I repeat, on or before the 31st of January, we are not threatening anybody. We are not compelling you to do what you we don't want you to do. All we are saying, we are extending an olive branch. You should know what that means. We are extending an olive branch, meaning our good hands of fellowship, brotherhood. If you fail to do this, then you compel us to do the obvious, and you know what that means. I want to announce this evening that all our defense funds from this time on will be forwarded to Germany with immediate effect. Apart from these countries I named the last 3 days, every other country, including our defense fund in Oslo, under the care of Undo Okwoma, will be forwarded to Germany immediately tomorrow, being Monday. Apart from China, apart from Barcelona, Spain under investigation, China, apart from Sweden, I was meant to understand that our fund in Sweden is intact. It's intact as well. Apart from Czech Republic, I was told that our defense fund in Czech Republic is intact as well. And all these funds will be forwarded immediately all over the world to Germany on Monday.
every defense fund. We are telling you, holding People's Defense Fund, to forward it to Germany on or before 31st of this month, as I said earlier. But every other defense fund that is intact, I want all the continental reps to do this on or before Friday and get back to me. You know how to reach me. You forward the account to me in my own private email. All the continental reps, you take charge. The continental rep of Asia, the person of Maz Lebedin, you get back to me after all the defense fund is forward, being forwarded to Germany, where our financial controller based. You will forward the account of the whole of Asia to my own email. The same thing goes to Chike Dozier, who is our European rep. I want all the defense fund in Europe forwarded to Germany and the account being forwarded to my own private email. I want all our defense fund in Middle East under the care able leadership of our continental rep, Mazi Otuosano. I want it forwarded to Germany with immediate effect. I want all our defense fund in Africa forwarded as well, and Mazi Azubike will get back to me. On or before Friday, I want all the continental reps to get back to me. But these 8 countries under investigation, those of you holding our defense fund, you still have on or before the 31st of this month. You still have on or before the 31st of this month. We don't want to challenge you into the battle, into any battle. We are still seeing you as a diaphragm. We beg you in the name of Chukwu Abiyama, forward this fund to the appropriate quarter. If you fail to do this, you will leave us with no other option than to collect this money. Director, I am going to the $100 of voluntary donations all over the world. By tomorrow, we will be announcing on air the number, because we are finding, people are complaining that they are finding it difficult to always locate to the United States, being where our continent, our COC is handling the transaction. We want as well announce that tomorrow we will give you a number of all Europe, all the people in European continent. You will be forwarding your own in our account in Switzerland. Tomorrow we will announce the number on air, so the thing will be easier for you. Those of you who don't know how to operate bank, or those of you who don't know how to operate PayPal, you will be lectured on how to do it. All the coordinators, zonal coordinators, and national coordinators, any volunteer, if you don't know how to transact this thing, you go to your zonal coordinator, which will help you do it immediately and hand over the receipt to you. This is how it will be done. On our embassy, our director announced yesterday, we will be commissioning our embassy. Opening our embassy comes up on the 28th of February. 28th of February, we want the whole world to storm Victoria Spain. All the principal officers all over the world, start making the arrangement now. The committee will be announced on Wednesday. The committee that will oversee this opening ceremony will be announced on Wednesday. And make sure you get to that committee for adequate arrangements. All our principal officers all over the world, starting from our zonal coordinator all over the world, as long as you have documents to travel, we expect you to be in Victoria Spain. We are making it in a grand style. Biafra, we are kicking off. We don't want to brag, we don't want to say what we will not do. All we are telling you, we are kicking off on the 28th of February. The whole world will land Victoria Spain, where our embassy will be open officially, the whole world to see. So on Wednesday, the committee will be announced to you on air, so you know who to contact for arrangements. Start booking your tickets now. Everything is in place. I urge you, those of you that have not paid your defense fund, we are giving you, especially our principal officers, from zonal coordinator, our secretaries of all the indigenous people of Biafra worldwide, if you know you have not paid your defense fund, we are giving you this last more chance. On or before 31st of January, make sure you complete your defense fund. I said, make sure you complete your defense fund. This is 2015. We are not playing. We are not playing. Just make sure you contribute so that Biafra will come. Biafra will not come if you all of us sit at home and do nothing. Biafra will come where you do something. Chukwu Abiyama, if you don't have the money now, Chukwu Abiyama will never leave you behind. You will get this money to contribute to your defense fund. Your defense fund is your visa. We don't have any government giving us anything. We are moving on ourselves. Only God is with us. By the time we get Biafra, you will know why we struggle to get Biafra. Biafra can never be like Nigeria. Chukwu Abiyama will bless all of you. Anywhere you are, Chukwu Abiyama will continue blessing you. And your handiwork will be fruitful. We are praying for you every day. Those of you who still believe in yapping and gossiping, continue. Maybe that is your destiny. I will never stop you from gossiping. Maybe it's part of your destiny. Continue yapping and gossiping while we work for the restoration of Biafra. And there is nothing stopping Biafra. No matter what you yap, the more you yap and gossip, the more we progress. Maybe you don't know where we are now. By the time you left, God has continuously blessing us. Since you left, we don't know you are the hindrance of this Biafra. We are making a gigantic stride. We are moving ahead. By the time we hit the promised land, you will say, I die no. By the day, it's too late. May God bless all of you. Chukwu Abiyama will continue to be with Biafrans all over the world. And may Chukwu Abiyama bless our director and commander, Nnamdi Kanu. Keep on doing the good work and bless your household, especially our first lady. If not for anything, she stood by you. And I love her, and I love Nnamdi, my own son. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of you, and may God bless Biafra. Thank you, Director. I'm signing off from Victoria Square.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. The voice of our own head of Directorate of State. Those that oversee the running of this global movement on a daily basis. We are formidable indeed and well spoken. I'm sure that the announcements we are well received by all and sundry. This is Radio Biafra. There's a breaking news also that I wish to bring to the attention of our people. And I must thank Udaga Agwu Obase for sending this very information to me. Jonathan have again lost the sister. One name, Jonathan Anwugo, the sister is dead. She's only 52 years old. Relatively young, by how we count age, where we come from. She's dead. Jonathan will never learn. I said to Jonathan that if you go into Asorok, you will either die there or people close to you will die. He's now going to contest. The zoo is going to disintegrate. If he doesn't take time, he will pay with his life. He lost his half-brother the other time. Now, this evening, he has lost the sister. Yaradua lost his life. Obasanjo lost Yaradua lost his life. Obasanjo lost his wife. Jonathan have now lost two people in his family, which is unusual. Yet, his handwriting is on the wall, but he will not be able to read it because I am not a Yoruba prophet. But the truth will continue to be revealed. It was never God's intention for a Biafran to rule Nigeria. That was why as soon as Nnamdi Azikiwe declared his intentions to the world that he wanted Nigeria to be one, we started declining as a race till this very day. I say to people, if you want to understand who you are, don't go too far. Go back to the Bible. I want you to go and read in the Bible and tell me where Chukwu Abiyama commanded the Israelites to go and take somebody's land that doesn't belong to them. Somebody should tell me. Show me in the Bible where he says it. It will say, you go and fight and come back. Either you take the spoils of war or you destroy everything and come back. Go and check. At no time did Chukwu Abiama support the building of an empire. That is why every empire in the history of humanity has always crumbled. Every empire. The zoo is an empire, but they won't understand. We continue to preach here. This is Radio Biafra, the most exciting, the most, it makes for compulsive listening. Radio Biafra is addictive. I agree. Why won't truth be addictive? Ezioku kaina baseba, ezioku chineke. The idiots in Denmark thought they had escaped. Just a few of them gave them a surprise visit from Malmo in Sweden. To let them understand that Ifajuna came and not in this era anymore. That the betrayers of Nzogwa and Soka, not anymore. Those things won't wash with us. We continue to unite people every blessed day. People are listening. They are summoning the courage to come up. You must be a good person. We don't beg people to come to join us. You must be a genuinely nice person inside you. You must love Biafrans. You must love your land. You must love Biafra above your life. That's what we're asking for. Because if you love yourself more than you love Biafra, you will be a betrayer. You will be a traitor. You will be a saboteur like Ifajuna or like the Awasa-born harlot. You will always be a very bad person, no matter what happens. The type of Biafra we are building is the type of Biafra that Chukwu Abiama, Chineke na kekere eligwe na uwa. In heaven, he will look down upon us and he will say, if not for you people. That is why our hands will need to be clean at all times. That is why, for the only people that will, Awosa cannot fight us, or Yoruba, God forbid, they can never fight us. The devil will use the contaminated blood. Wayward women. Oh, there are some women we are wayward during the war. They were loose and wayward. There was hunger, yes, and poverty, yes. They could not endure. They ran to uncircumcised Awosa Fulani men that got them pregnant. They gave birth to rubbish. The nonsense they gave birth to, they have now grown up. Answering Igbo names. And may Chukwu Abiama help us. But thanks to Radio Biafra, we are fishing them out for you. One after, they pretend, oh, I'm a Biafran. Can't you see my t-shirt? Can't you see my flag? But we know the devil goes to church as well and can go through chaplet. Nonsense. Two, envy, greed, and jealousy will always bring them out. Some of you doubt me and think I'm joking. Go and take a sample of their hair or their skin or whatever. Go and do a DNA test. If they don't have Awosa blood in them, discount me as a human being. Every Biafran traitor is born by an Awosa person. Go and check. Anywhere, any day, anytime. They've tried it before. They said, of course, it's true. I said, go and check. Because they must try to betray the work of God. It is in their nature. It is in their blood. Nothing can stop them. But the funniest thing is that we remain resolute and too strong. Way, way, way too strong. I believe that our numbers is even too much all over the world. I think our numbers is now becoming too much. But this gospel must continue. I'm going to the phone line. The caller who is there, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name for the listening public, then and where you are, if you may.
My name is Callistus Ifa Nchuku Anuru.
Thank you very much.
By the grace, I am from Umunumo Amandoba.
Oh, that beautiful place. You know, I love that place very much. It is the most beautiful. Now, I am very, very serious. Umunuma Mandoba is the most beautiful name of any place, town or village anywhere in the world. Bar none. It's a very beautiful name. Umunuma Mandoba. I love it. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Director. By the grace of God, I'm the PRO, London.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, my dear brother. Go ahead.
My fellow Biafrans in London, I wish to announce the date of our meeting. But the resolution for this year, I said, is Biafra 2015. Come December this year, we're going to celebrate Biafra.
You see?
In Biafra land.
You see?
Not in Nigeria again.
You see?
Whether we like it or not, God has revealed it and God has stamped it. Whether our people like it or not, everybody will see it coming. So my fellow dear friends here in London, especially the secret listeners, you can see that this is 2015. There is no more time to waste. We want everybody to come out. We'll be having our meeting, our New Year meeting, of the indigenous people of Biafra here in London on Saturday, the 10th of January, 2015. The time for the meeting, as usual, is 5:30 p.m. The date is 10th January, 2015. And the venue for the meeting is Salvation Army, Non-Health, number 217A, Golden Road, SE15, 3RT, London. The direction to get to this place is get to Old Kent Road, take bus 78 or B12 from the Big Tesco and stop at Bassett Road bus stop or Linden bus stop. Salvation Army is in between these two stops. The contact, if you miss your way or if you want any information on how to get to the place or anything about it, contact the following. Our first is on 074-041-63-215 or myself, Callistus, on 0744-817-8394 or my deputy, Uchoma, on 074-055-80177. For more information, join us on www.radiobiafra.co or www.biafranrestoration.com or www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. May Chukwu Abiyama bless all of us in this new year as we attend this meeting. God bless you, my director, Margaret Yaebo.
Thank you very much, Madabra. Thank you very much. And well spoken, there was an announcement announcing the meeting of the ever incredibly strong Biafra family meeting in London. London is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. They are doing so well there. Very, very strong and tight. Very, very strong. My goodness me. Exceptionally strong. I am back. There was something that some people in the UK promised me. Especially in Manchester. Is it Manchester that said that? Something to do with my... somebody rang me privately and told me something to do with my internet access back home, because I'm going back home in the next few weeks. Very, very important we understand that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Director, are you speaking to me?
I'm talking to you, my dear brother. And all of you on the phone, wait for me as well. Please, the caller on Skype, proceed your name and where you are, if you can.
My one and only director.
Thank you.
My name is Mr. Mazi Gwesten. I'm coming from Nuremberg, Germany.
Nuremberg in Germany. Germany is very formidable. Very, very formidable. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I came from Enugu State in Oboka in Nkanu East, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Wonderful people. Nkanu, wonderful, wonderful people. Go ahead.
Director, you shall live long.
And you too.
Director, it will be long. I call on Radio Biafra. I was busy working behind the scene, and I thank God our work is yielding fruit. And I'm happy that our struggle is coming to the next stage. After the rain, the sun must shine.
Of course.
Focus and relentless is the key. So, Director, thank you so much, and I want to congratulate you, to thank you for Happy New Year, to say, to wish you all the best, you wish yourself.
Yeah, thank you.
I really miss you, Dalet. I miss your voice. For a long time, I've not spoken with you, Dalet, you know.
Thank you.
So, but we are in the struggle. So, and I want to announce our meeting next Sunday in Nuremberg, Germany. We want to have our normal meeting, monthly meeting. So anybody living close to Nuremberg, not only in Nuremberg, if you are living close to Nuremberg and you wish to join or participate in our struggle, you should come and join us. We are in Nuremberg. And though we, some of my key members, they travel to Biafra land, about three of them, but I hope they will come back next week. But we'll have our meeting next week on Sunday, a week today. So if anybody wish to participate in Nuremberg, you know, we have a Facebook ID. You can join us in Indigenous People of Biafra in Nuremberg. So please, people should take note. And secondly, Dalet, as you said, Germany is the key, and we are working hard here, Dalet. I cannot lie, you have many plans on the ground, but maybe it's not what I would disclose on the disclose on air.
Yes.
Yes. And Dalet, I want to tell you one thing. You know, when you ask people to debate you, maybe from the Zoom or anywhere, and you find it difficult that nobody is coming to debate you, I have to tell you the reason why.
Why is that?
You know, the reason is this. When a man is determined to die for what he believes in, to die for the people he loves, that man became dangerous. So for the enemies, you are dangerous in their faces, because you refuse to be intimidated by any constituted authority. It makes them to be afraid. They are like, who is this man that is ready to die for the people he loves? That makes you to be dangerous. So for that, I don't expect anybody to come and debate you. Very simple.
But I wish they can come.
They cannot come, Director.
After that, they'll be looking for their certificates as well, if at all they're in the
field. They have never seen your kind, Director, so they will never come. I promise you, they will never come. They have never seen your kind. Somebody who is not afraid of any authority, who refuses to be intimidated by any constituted authority. Director, you are one among millions, billions. So don't expect them to come. They will never come. They never dare them to come. So Director, honestly, keep on keeping on. We are with you. So and I'm happy. I'm happy to speak with you, Director, honestly.
Thank you very much.
This year is a great year for us.
It will be. And Chukwu Abiyama will bless all of you. Germany is living up to expectation. So is United States of America and every other place as well. People are rising up. Gabon is going to be very, very strong. Ghana is strong already. Senegal, what can I say? Everywhere you go to USA, Chineke Namunemebere, we are formidable. I'm telling you, Biafra will come. You people are being raised not because of what you hear on Radio Biafra, because all we are doing is to wake up the spirit already inside you were born with. We just turned the ignition on, that's all. And then you have come to do the work for which you were born, which is to rescue your people. The most important work that anybody can be tasked to carry out. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Director, good evening. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, yes. Good, please go ahead. Confirm your name and where you're calling from. I can hear you. The caller from Germany on the phone, remain where you are. Please go ahead.
Director, this is Agunovi from Sweden.
Yes, our national. Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, sir. I will say Happy New Year to the wonderful people of Biafrans in Sweden and all over the world. Director, today we have embarked on a journey of Chukwu Abiyama to do what God said we should do. We should serve Him in truth and honesty.
At all times. At all times.
Director, we go to the mat today with my Die Hard Biafran from Sweden. We travel to Denmark, and the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, what we went for, it was not very easy, because today I experienced part of the thing you have been saying on this Lady of Biafra. Real life today. It was like a film. Three individuals. Umuokoko Eto, just Jide, the first one of honest and die-hard Biafra in Denmark, and threatening them with the police. I explained that today. They couldn't. They were surprised. They were overwhelmed the way we locate them. And now we came to the place of their stupid meeting. It was only three of them, and they don't want to allow us in. And we forced our way in to the place. And after so much noise and arguments, as you can see, I lost my voice.
Yes.
Went to call police for us. And I was so happy because I want to give my life for Biafra. I want to sacrifice my life for this Biafra. I am ready to go to prison because my father, the condition I am today, my father lose his life for this very Biafra. I always dream to be a airplane pilot, you know, but I end up being an ordinary mechanic engineer in Sweden. So that pain, whenever I remember that pain, that's what the zoo have caused in my family. I don't like anybody who is trying to jeopardize this struggle because it makes me sick. But as the police came to the place, here they start lying to the police. The people have run away, blah, 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 blah. We are watching them. I said, let's go to police. We are ready. I am ready. Don't point any other point, but the point Agnode. I am the chief leader of the, that because I hate injustice. This defense fund, most of you in Denmark who are coordinator, has not even paid the money, and you are holding the honest Biafran's money, who has paid theirs, and trying to turn it as your private business. I am warning all of you, repent. Repent. You still have that time to repent and stop this evil way. Because this Biafra is not for me, it's not for you, it's our country. It's a place of Tukwa Abiyama. The force behind it, none of you can carry it. I am also happy for those that have Biafra in Denmark who came later because we collected the money from a Biafran that lived here in Sweden. They refund the money and the other guy who has not complete his payment, and they have promised to give him back the money. And I have told them, please alert anywhere you have paid your defense fund. Let all the honest Biafra in every country where you are, this is time for us to stand up for the truth. We should stop keeping quiet for because of few of us who have been fathers by Hausa Fulani people who feel that money is everything. Please, you stand up and assist an honest Biafra. Anywhere they are holding your money, alert, please. Call Radio Biafra or call our office. Because anybody that is holding Biafra's property will pay. We will hunt you down anywhere you are. My life, I have already given my life. We can't be abroad to serve. So if you are thinking maybe I will give you who I am, not hiding. Call me anywhere, I will come and meet you. All those people in Denmark that is those people that are still holding their money, please let us know. So because that money
will be collected and complete without one krona missing from it. It's a promise. Because we are not going to tolerate all this nonsense anymore. Biafra will not be like the zoo in Nigeria. This character has to be start from now, collecting it. We have to live by example, not by cheating, deceiving one another. That is the reason why some the new Biafra, because those who they have made coordinator are fake. They are inferior. They have other agenda in their heart. That is the reason why some of the new Biafra are not joining this family. Because they want to enrich themselves. This is 2015. Speak out. Be the voice of your own. Be your brother's keeper. So that all these evil men will run away. Because they are just few. Three people. Three guys. Not even guys. They are a woman.
Only three of them.
Only three of them. Huh? And they're telling, and you guys have the audacity to say, at Scandinavian Nordic Conference, you are only three. You are calling Nordic Conference, deceiving people. Three people, just three. The other one who claimed that he's a computer engineer who is from studying in Las Coronas, came here in Sweden as a student. PLO. Recording my face. Yeah. I dare you to public that face today.
Forget about those people, please. The world, more serious governments of the world are listening. We must come to an end. Please, round up for me.
Recording my face.
Agunobi, can you hear me?
I'm hearing you.
In 30 seconds, we have overrun by nearly 10 minutes. We have overstayed, please. Forget about those vagabonds. Of course, they will cough up every penny. All of them, China, Barcelona, every dime will be accounted for. I got to get India, run on one beyond. They cannot escape it. In Amokeshi's Hoshi, you go somewhere and learn how to steal. In Egumpompo, where your name is, you go somewhere and try that rubbish. Not on Biafra, you can't go scot-free, as simple as that. This is Radio Biafra, thank you very much for that. And the work that you people did today, we must come to the end of our program today because I do feel for those of you who are still on the line, but we have overrun slightly this evening, which is not a problem for us. We are back again tomorrow. 7 p.m. London time, 8 p.m. in Biafra land, we are back. Go and tell people wherever you are. Go and tell people what is happening. Tell them what Chukwu Abiama is doing. Tell them we have come in truth and honesty. And tell them we have no secret. The only secret we keep is that relating to the army on the ground and also our strategy to ensure the complete dismemberment or dismemberment of the Zoological Republic. It must end. Even New York Times is now writing about it. New York Times. Now white people are writing. Maybe you can listen. New York Times is even writing that they don't see the zoo. Look, there is no way you look at it that the zoo can come out of it. It's impossible. We need guns and we need weapons. If you want to support what we are doing, then you call us. Even if you go to www.radiobiafra.co, you will see a donate button. Try and we have two options, either to go and steal or for you to support. We have chosen what I call the Israeli option, which is that the diaspora will fund it. After all, why are we scattered all over the world if we cannot make use of it? This is Radio Biafra. We'll be back again tomorrow. My deputy, Jemafor, if he's disposed, will be able to present tomorrow morning's program. As always, Biafra will remain our religion and we will continue every day to worship here. At least every PM, Manigana Basu, Zioma Chineke, Nefi of Fepulichaba. Here we'll worship Chukwu Abiama in truth and honesty because only him is worthy to be praised. And as we worship him, he will bless each and every one of you. If you're genuine, but I pray to Chukwu Abiama, don't bless them. With our blood answering Igbo names in the Chineke ga kpọ ọkụ. But if they are genuine Biafrans, your children descended from heaven as you ordained, you will bless them immensely. You will bless them and prepare them for what is to come. Above all, this your country, Biafra, will be blessed as well. From me here, this very cold Sunday evening, as always, it is good evening.
Victor.